Attention, this is a special recall notice from PLD Inc. If you've purchased or received the Dando Sphincter Slugger, do not use it. We recently found out that a middle-aged bald man from Roy City used the Sphincter Slugger and burst into a flaming inferno tornado from hell. Please return the Dando Sphincter Slugger to your local PLD dealer and receive the all-new Dando Sphincter Slugger Mark II. That's right, the Dando Sphincter Slugger Mark II. It's your premier boo-boo penetration device for your baseball opening day celebrations. We've turned up the heat and are delivering you a hardball right to your five hole. The DSS Mark II is designed to slide right into your home base and split your seams like a major league heavy hitter. The DSS Mark II also includes new innovations from our bullpen of scientists at PLD Inc. The DSS Mark II is now designed for both bedroom pitchers and catchers, just like the real Dan O'Malley. Oh. Never feel alone with our new patented doubleheader technology. Not each right. DSS Mark II comes with a genuine cyborg jackhammer pump from our inhuman army of Dan O'Malley cyberclones. Charge your mound with a whole hammering fury of a real designated hitter. Best of all, when you return your original Dando Sphincter Slugger, the DSS Mark II is free. All you have to pay is $79.95 shipping, handling, and fluffing. The warning. Any broadcast, retransmission, or account of the Dando Sphincter Slugger without express written consent of PLD Inc. is prohibited and limited. Another fine product of PLD Inc. What, Dan?
Did you say something else after I got my headphones on to make her laugh like that?
Nope.
Just checking.
It was the waving. It felt so real. Like, real time with the opening video. It just got me. I don't know.
On the video stream, after the produced intro is done, then it starts with a wide shot up in the corner of the studio. I went, hey, everybody wave at the camera. For whatever reason, Kenzie liked that.
Can we do it again?
Go back to the wide shot. Ready?
Yeah. Now everyone stare at Kenzie. Yep, worked second time.
Every bit is effective.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. Just the whole, it just matched perfectly to the video. It zoomed into the building and then,
We don't say it enough, how special she is to us.
You're going to have to explain that to me, because special covers so many levels with Kenzie.
I want it to. I really want it to be whatever you think it to be.
All right, we were talking about this yesterday. How many months left do you have of college to get your degree?
In May, I'm done with everything except for one more math class that's only going to take me 2 months.
In months, how long before you're done with your...
July.
Damn, this is April. Mm-hmm. All of April, May, June, July. All right, I guess we can wait. If I talk management into it, would you like to work here full time?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. What benefit do you think you're going to have by actually getting your degree?
Just that finished product. I mean, it's just always been really important to me to get a degree. And I mean, I know that nowadays you don't really have to have a degree in order to be successful, but I don't know. It's important to me. It was important to my parents, I guess.
Okay. It's important to your parents.
Yeah, very.
Because we talked about this yesterday, and none of it was meant ugly. We love you.
I know.
But who would hire you?
I don't know.
Do you feel that love? Is it just... Is it overwhelming?
It is.
Are you awash in affection?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Could burst into tears.
A big douche of emotion.
Ew.
When you've gone on job interviews in the past for Dippin' Dots or wherever it is, you worked the kiosk at the mall. What were you selling there?
Electronic cigarettes.
Okay.
Two different stores for that.
How'd the interviews go?
They went great. I mean, it was just like I was with you, Dan, when I first had that interview with you.
I don't really like to classify that as an interview. That was more of a let's talk and just see.
I thought it was an interview.
Well, but it's not like I was asking the standard interview stuff.
No,
though.
You weren't. But that was the most nervous I've ever been in a whatever you want to call it, was that one.
Good.
Well, it was your biggest...
I was shaking.
Biggest step in your life.
I think I stuttered about 4 or 5 times. I was sweating.
It almost makes me cry to think that she's been here for over a year. And I mean that in an ugly way.
We know. Actually, one of the first things I told Kenzie when I met her was...
It's a matter of every.
That got me like the camera thing got Kenzie at the beginning. Kind of came over me in waves.
Take your mic and twist it towards, or move the whole thing to your left, and then twist the mic towards your right. I didn't say turn it. There. That way it's not right in front of your face.
Okay.
It's something I would do.
I twisted it, man.
This way.
Did he?
He did. He just twisted it in the spot that you would not have. Because when you tell me to twist my microphone.
Twist your mic, Dan, to your right.
Oh, yeah. You do it that way now.
Well, because I know that this is the twisty part. Whereas taking the mic and...
I thought maybe there was a short or something in it.
I was just trying to... Forget it. Alfie?
He rolled it when he should have yawed it.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't use the technical terms. What's this twist stuff? That's very confusing. I need jargon.
What would you have done had I said yaw it to the right?
I'd have yawed it, man.
Okay.
I would like to quickly point out that I like where today's headed.
That's not... Always a positive sign.
I didn't say it was going to end that way, but I'm just saying I like where we're starting.
Alfie, since you and Chloe are in charge of the Dando division, why the recall short of the guy that burst into flames into Roy City?
After we wrote the original Sphincter Slugger yesterday, we started going through a list of baseball terms, and we were just furious with ourselves that we missed so many obvious ones.
Yeah, you want to talk about the cussing that Alfie and I do at our desks? It was full on about...
That you guys were mad you missed a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
I think you missed some tar bat stuff.
Huh?
Pine tar?
Oh, yeah, pine tar, yeah. Next time you really need to stick.
Yeah. All right, the gate at the ballpark, they're handing out baby bats with pine tar on it.
Wow.
Who would want one of those?
That was impressive.
Thank you.
I'm both proud and ashamed.
Well, look at me. I'm thinking of it. I'm hindsighting it.
It's a long season. It's 162 games. There's plenty of time for, you know, there could be all-star break, Dando.
I don't know enough about baseball to add anything to it, short of...
The last one was pretty good. It was actually chock full.
Well, the first one?
No, the one today.
Oh. I like the one from yesterday. They had to update. They left out the take a pounding like what's his name did from Nolan Ryan.
Robin Ventura.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we still have it? Or is it completely recalled?
No, I kept it. It just doesn't have any music underneath it.
Oh, okay.
I can play it. Let me see what music I've got that might go with it. Let's see what's baseball oriented. Like I know what I've got on this computer. Nope.
Not quite a fit.
Your pussy stank.
This is going to be this is the 360 instant replay I've got. That's just a machine with nothing but buttons, and you load it with sound effects.
Yeah, and there's not really a computer screen.
So I should go through this more often.
Mm-hmm.
Your pussy stank.
Obviously, I'm in the peas.
Yeah. That one's always popular around lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. That would work if it weren't instrumental.
Oh. That works.
You know that?
Yeah.
Attention, all baseball fans. Opening day is upon us, and we've heard your requests loud and clear. We know you're ready for a home run of an experience. Grab your buddies and come on out to the ballpark for free Dando Night. That's right. PLD Inc. has teamed up with your favorite minor and major league teams to provide free Dandos for all the attendees of legal age during the 2015 season. But we're not content to give you a basic standard Dando. No. PLD has engineered a new Dando specifically for you baseball fans. Introducing the Dando Sphincter Slugger. The Dando Sphincter Slugger is a Class A rod equipped with a new swing for the fences battering ram power. The Dando Sphincter Slugger can pound your ass harder than Nolan Ryan pounded on Robin Ventura's quivering skull. Imagine the fun of receiving your Dando on opening day. You too can join the crowd and root all up in your asshole. For all you first-time Dando users, the Dando Sphincter Slugger features our patented 7th inning asshole stretcher technology, so you too can have out-of-the-ballpark pleasure. Don't foul out with imitations. Bat 1,000 with a genuine Dando Sphincter Slugger. Warning. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or account of the Dando Sphincter Slugger without express written consent of PLD Inc. is prohibited and would rather you didn't. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
I still think you need to put the... baby bats with a pine tar on it.
I'm taking notes.
Okay. Everett, do you have any suggestions for the next one?
I think you're doing fine without any help from me.
Hey, a listener called and recommended Albert Pujols.
Yeah, I think that's important, that he be...
the grocery store?
No.
That was the low rent end of it. Right. Skaggs, Albert, and Pujols.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was right before Food Lion got it. Albert Pujols is the first baseman for the Los Angeles Angels.
Okay. What do they want us to do with Pujols?
Probably get him to endorse the product.
I would imagine.
It's a natural fit.
Is he American, Spanish?
He's an American?
Yeah.
He's got an accent.
What is it?
Stereotypical?
Of?
Hispanic.
Well, I didn't know he was Hispanic. Pujols could be
from Mexican.
From Pujols.
Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Thank you, Everett. If you find my wallet, I will give you change. Anytime anybody pulls me out of a hole, I get a dollar.
Sweet.
Pujols. There'd be some references to Mudsville.
Yes, there is no joy, or so they say.
That's true.
Who was that? The mighty...
Casey
struck out. Casey at the bat.
Okay. I thought it was the Boss Tones, but all right. Did anybody tell Kenzie yet that the station wants her at BFD to introduce Rob Zombie?
What? Nah. You don't understand what just happened to my stomach. What?
That would be sweating. That would be a no.
You don't want to do it?
No, no, wait. Are you being serious or is this a...
I'm just asking if anybody told you Station wants you to introduce Rob Zombie at BFD.
No.
Okay. Do you want to?
Yes.
What would you say?
Great start.
Marry me?
As
what I usually say. Hey.
Unless the band's name is Oh good. Oh, isn't
it? This is my favorite band. I'm wearing their shirt right now.
I can't believe they're closing.
I would say, you know, get everyone kind of pumped up. Just the hey, is everybody having a good time? Except
why would you ask them that?
Well, that's what.
I hate it when people do that. That's not nothing against you. You're learning.
Give me advice. I've only done it twice.
Well, first of all, I don't like introducing bands, and I certainly don't walk out and go, hey, how's it going?
Sure, yeah. Especially at BFD, because you want to go out and say, so, sure looks hot out there.
Alfie's really good at it.
No, it's because he's got the secret sauce.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
I do.
I do, too.
I am so sorry. I'm so, so drunk right now.
And they all scream.
Yeah.
Dan, who I think was drinking at...
Oh, yeah.
Was this BFD last year?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's check the properties on this. June of last year. Damn. I think Dan had been drinking. He knew to keep it short.
Good.
I believe in brevity on these things.
Dan's seen what happens when you drink too much and you introduce a band and then you forget to leave the stage for 45 minutes dressed like a pimp.
I appreciate the trail you have blazed.
I'm glad that there's been some exchange of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone at BFD. How's the show so far?
Now, what are you going to do? They said it sucked.
Actually, I was kind of hoping someone would give me some little interaction, a little crowd work. Everybody loves some good crowd work.
Please give me a drunken heckler.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem at BFD, there's probably 3,000 or 4,000 drunken hecklers. You're going to have to deal with all of them.
Yeah, but see,
especially if they rush the stage.
Yeah, but see, at...
Well, Dan's dead.
But at JEXA, or Starplex, that's pretty hard, because then I have the high ground. They have to climb up onto the stage.
Mm.
Yeah! Benny Paul, everybody. I'm Dan O'Malley from the Russ Martin Show. Thank you guys so much for coming out to BFD 2014. We appreciate it. We love seeing you guys. And I'd like to introduce Alfie Coy from the Russ Martin Show, the hipster himself.
Thank you so, so very much for our sponsors, Artists and Vapor. They have helped us put on an amazing show today. It's f***ing awesome out here. How you guys doing? Right now, this right here is my dear friend Chloe Raymore from the Russ Martin Show. Take it over, Chloe.
What's up, BFD?
Amazing.
All right, I don't know how many out there are ready to do a shot, but if you meet me out there after this next band, it's going to kick your ass.
You can drink my piss. It'll be stronger than anything they're selling out here.
And only for $5.
I think Chloe would probably be the best to give you advice.
Oh, yeah. Him and Alfie both were awesome.
I'm with Russ. I can't stand it. Like, it's one of those, it's like, I can't get that excited because you're out there to, quote-unquote, introduce the band, but you're not because the band, when we're done, doesn't come on for like another 10 minutes.
True.
And a lot of times they won't allow you to say the name of the next band. That's totally...
Yeah, That's why I wasn't upset when I was supposed to introduce Poison, and I'm waiting backstage, and Brett Michaels tells me to move. I went, okay.
No problem.
So as they all passed me, I just said to myself, here's Poison.
I think
I don't know. Why is it they won't allow you to say the name of the band?
Yeah.
See, I've never really gotten an answer about that. That hasn't been an issue the last four or five times, but every once in a while I'll be like, okay, soft opening. Don't mention the band's name. 45 seconds. Like, okay.
But even the headliner you can't mention sometimes?
If it's right before the headliner, you can't. But if it's like, the headliner's like, you know, two bands away, then it's cool to mention them. Just not who's
Where do these rules come from?
That's what I would like to know.
And what are they going to do to me if I went out and went, hey, what's up? What are you doing? What are you doing?
You right there. What are you doing?
We'd like to have a conversation with all of you right now.
Just sit down.
Everyone sit down and relax. Pull your penises or your vaginas out.
We're going to need one spotlight on top of him right now. Just a single.
And get ready to rock out with your thingies out. We should hand out eagle roosters.
Mm-hmm.
Just get little cheap ones, put like eagle across the chest. That way you can get away with saying, all right, you guys ready for poison?
Yeah.
It's time to rock out with your cock out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kinsey goes, mine's got a slit in it. All right, we'll be
back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:40, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coys and KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Visit Florida. Traffic already sucks real bad. We'll start off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Northside Drive. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Long Avenue. In Arlington, southbound 360, right at Randall Mill. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Trinity Boulevard. So moving to Irving, westbound 183, right at Grawweiler. Got an accident blocking pretty much everything. The exit lane's getting by. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35-183 split. In Richardson now, northbound 75, right at Campbell Road, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Spring Valley. And finally, in McKinney, northbound 75, right at 121, got an accident there. This one is in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Exchange Parkway. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lowe's. Tonight, clear skies, 55 for a low. Cloudy tomorrow, 77 for the high. Right now, 67 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show, only on the Eagle.
That was great.
Obviously, I'm not done with the editing of the video.
Still got some more to go, but
that was good.
It's off to a good start.
Kind of inspiring. Of course, the ratings could come out next Tuesday, and we could suck. And then we'll have to change the lyrics to "Sure was nice being the one."
Yeah. So yeah, either way, we can still use all the shots that you want to get. We just have to change the music. Just change it to "we were the one." Now we're like the fourth or whatever.
On the video stream, it's actually, I've got video cut up to the jingle.
I like it.
See?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what that's from. Yeah.
What?
ABC promo.
Oh, yeah, sure.
70s. Da-da-da. Lyrics seem to fit, so I just had Chuck clean up the jingle.
Yeah.
Started adding video to it. Who was it? I think Irving PD sent us a clip.
I didn't see it.
You didn't?
Like I mean, I saw it briefly,
cop,
but I didn't.
The big cop that came up last week.
He's not Irving.
Yeah, I know, but he was in the Irving PD shot.
Oh, he may have been.
He has friends with Irving PD.
There you go.
No. Well, Tony Shalhoub's going to be pissed off because he wasn't in it.
Actually, I don't think he's going to be in much anything right now. I saw on Facebook, he blew out his knee.
Doing what? Are you blotting your knee, laying on your stomach, looking through a scope, going, this one, this one. Well, oh, look, boobies. This one.
That's actually what it was. He saw a nice cans through a scope and fell off this
roof of a stadium or wherever. For people that don't know, Tony Schlett is a sniper with Irving PD.
And Russ likes to give him a hard time because Russ has a death wish.
Hey, as long as the blinds are closed in here. Never mind. It'd be a good shot of him. Nice tight shot with just him in the scope with his eye up against the scope. And do the one and then point right at the camera.
Oh, it is hot.
You. Uh-huh. Okay.
Or, along the same lines, you see Tony looking down scope, and you're in his crosshairs, and you give a one. Hey.
That would be, your finger to the chest of me?
Yeah.
And back from Tony, just a nod. Okay. Yeah, we didn't know Kenzie was such a big Rob Zombie fan until Don Davis got this bumper cut for us.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, this is Rob Zombie. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Donate today at russmartin.com.
You know Rob Zombie? No, I don't know Rob Zombie.
But he said your name.
A lot of people say my name that I don't know.
That's my favorite bumper.
Just because of Rob?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-oh. You're my favorite bumper.
What if we got... What if we got one from Merle? No?
That'd be my favorite. Second favorite.
They're all tied, Kinsey.
Rob is just number one, just always and forever.
Top of any band you'd want to meet.
Yeah. Yes, any band.
I think not even just band. I think just person in general.
Actors, out of all of it, Rob Zombie. And I did meet him once, but it was very brief, but it was pretty cool.
Rob, this is Kinsey. Okay. I always like to meet my retarded fans. I'll spend a couple extra seconds since you're mentally handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Great. It's nice. Where do you live? All right, then. Well, it's been a big day for me, Rob Zombie. I've met Blah Blah and Kenzie. And the conversation with Blah Blah was more entertaining.
And more informative.
I'm not getting up just to run back to the mic.
That's okay.
Okay. Got an audio you want to get started with?
Yes, I do.
Talking about opening day. I think the Rangers are playing right now.
Yes, they are.
Everett, are you DVRing it?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Would you rather us not tell you anything?
No, you can tell me.
I don't know. It's not like I'm going to follow the game or the score.
I'll watch it whether you tell me or not.
Okay. But obviously it takes something away if you already know the score.
Well, yeah. Okay, don't tell me.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Who are they playing today?
The Astros.
Houston?
Houston Astros, yes.
Very nice.
Well, a lot of the NFL franchises move around all the time.
That's true.
Baseball's a little more concrete.
Yeah.
Throw out some team names. See if I can guess the city.
The Yankees.
New York.
The Mets.
Oh.
The Mets?
Yeah, no. The Mets.
Boston.
No.
Los Angeles.
No.
Is there any alliteration involved?
No.
We?
No.
We Mets.
No.
What's their mascot?
The Metropolitans. Really? Technically, their mascot that runs around the stadium is a baseball.
That's stupid.
It is.
So, who they pay to research that?
It's one of the old franchises to where the name was really hip back in like 1902. It's actually
is it a big city?
Yes, very, very big.
Philadelphia.
Bigger.
Well, it's not New York.
Actually, it is. That was kind of mean.
They got two of them?
Yeah, that was kind of mean on my part to throw that at you.
It was. That's why I threw out Yankees. I thought, we'll start easy and then get a little harder.
Okay.
You went right at him with a trick question.
I know. I feel
how come they got two teams?
Because it's New York and they just have to have two of everything.
Oh. All right. Throw out another one.
Athletics. Right, Dan?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chicago.
No.
Boston.
No.
Atlanta.
Nope.
Arizona?
No, but everything you just said all have baseball teams. Unfortunately, none of them are the Athletics, also known as the A's, if that helps.
Not Boston?
Mm-mm.
Royce City.
You know, if you watch their games on TV, their stadium would be reminiscent of Royce City.
Is that a crap one?
It's a very, very poor turnout. Of a stadium.
Who is it?
Oakland.
Yeah.
Okay, I never would have got it. Nah, gotten that one.
That's a pretty tough one. How about, you mentioned one, Atlanta. Of course, since you said it, you don't know what it is, obviously, but give it a shot.
Atlanta Braves.
Yes, very good.
Nice.
Hey, maybe that's the way we should go. Go city first.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Bears.
Wrong sport.
Red Sox.
Or,
White Sox.
Yes.
Now, stay in Chicago.
Yes.
Not Bears, but younger.
Boston?
Baby.
Or Chicago Cubs?
Yes.
They got two baseball teams, too?
Yeah, Chicago gets two of baseball as well. Boston.
Red Sox.
Yes.
Los Angeles.
Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Tampa Bay.
Tampons. Buccaneers?
That's football.
Tampa Bay...
This is going to be tougher because it's a newer organization.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Not as bad as what Dan did you with the double New York, but...
Clue? Hint?
Evil.
Devils?
Close.
Red Devils? Satans? Wiccans? Sorry, Tampa Bay?
Yes.
Valeries.
Yeah, you should see their mascot.
What is their mascot?
They used to be the Devil Rays, but apparently that was too offensive, so they just changed it to
Satan worshippers or Valerie.
I don't know. Whatever it was, the name Devil was in it, so they dropped it. Now it's just the Tampa Bay Rays.
No, okay.
San Francisco.
49ers football.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco. Why is it Kenzie gets to ask me questions?
I don't know. She just jumped in the middle of it.
Sorry.
Go, rainbows.
No.
Little ponies.
No, the franchise name predates it moving to San Francisco, so it is not related to anything San Francisco.
Oh,
but it's pretty, pretty big.
San Francisco heterosexuals.
Yeah,
they're not very big in San Francisco.
Well, he said before they moved to San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco Giants?
Yes.
See, I would have guessed that was football.
Well, they're the New York Giants, which is football now. However, before moving to San Francisco, the Giants were located in New York.
Okay. Doing about 70%. That's not bad.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Seahawks is football, right?
Yes.
Seattle Mariners. Yes?
You got it.
Yes.
Colorado.
Coors. Judge. Rockies.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
So, it's very good.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, you want to talk about unoriginal?
Yes.
Ugh.
Really unoriginal.
Philly.
Yes.
State.
Steaks? Close enough.
Yeah, actually.
The Philadelphia Phillies?
Yes. Yes.
As in ponies?
Their mascot is a green thing.
Yeah.
They spell it with a PH, I think.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
But it's not PH like pretty hot and tempting or anything. It's just Philadelphia Phillies. It's pretty dumb. I mean, let's be honest here. A lot of the mascots in baseball or the team names are ridiculous. I mean, there's two teams named after apparel.
Okay. All right, before we need a break, give me a few more.
Okay.
We've killed this segment.
Anaheim. There was a Disney movie made about this one.
Aladdin's?
No.
Disney. Recent Disney?
90s.
Has it got Abu in it?
No. But it was a live-action baseball movie that actually starred Christopher Lloyd.
What's the first name? What's the city again?
Anaheim.
Angels.
Yes.
Pittsburgh.
Pirates.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of the greatest baseball movies of all time. Cleveland.
Engine.
A little less offensive.
Cleveland is a type of motor.
It is.
I believe you.
They could have called it the Cleveland Engines.
Yes.
Spelled correctly or properly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cleveland Woo-Woos?
No, that's almost the name of their mascot, but it's...
Woo-Woo?
It's Chief Wahoo.
How do you know that, Dan? That's pretty trivial.
From the movie Major League.
Oh, okay.
Bob Uecker, baby.
All right.
Cleveland Indians.
Yes.
One more.
Detroit.
Detroit Tigers.
Yes.
Toronto Blue Jays.
Baltimore.
Yeah, I get both those right?
Yeah, you did.
Well, somebody tell them, brother.
I was trying, but Alfie just...
You on a roll.
Moving ahead.
What'd you say?
I said, you on a roll.
Baltimore, he said.
Apple Corps.
No.
Close.
Isn't that the way that thing starts?
What thing?
When you chuck an apple at somebody. Should have stopped. Baltimore Orioles.
Yes. Arizona. This is a newer franchise as well.
Arids.
No.
Arizona. What's in Arizona?
It's a type. It's actually regional to Arizona, their mascot. It's a type of snake.
Rattlers?
No, but good guess.
Diamondbacks?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Kansas City.
I gotta turn the mics off for that. I'll bleep it.
Kansas City?
Nuggets.
Good job, Kenzie.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
405. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagle Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Let's get started off in Richardson, northbound 75, right at Campbell Road. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up. Back from the high five. In Plano, southbound on the Tolley, right at Parker Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up. Back from Legacy. In Arlington now, southbound 360, right at Randall Mill. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back from Trinity Boulevard. And finally, in Bedford, eastbound 183, right at Bedford Panda. Hold that load behind. And in Bedford, eastbound 183, right at Bedford Road. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from Loop 820. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lowe's. Clear skies, 55 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, 77. Right now, 67 at 97.1 The Eagle.
This is retired Captain Mark Howard from the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. The Russ Martin Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and peace officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, go to RussMartin.com. Don't just donate. Donate now.
Yeah.
back to the Russ Martin Show.
I like Captain Howard's emphasis at the end, as if it were a command.
Yes.
I said now.
Well, as a captain, he's used to doling out orders, and even in retirement, that's not going away.
The Merle traffic bed reminded me. You know, I checked with all you guys. Hey, do we want Nikki Six in the studio next Friday?
Mm-hmm.
On the outside chance he's not coming in just to kick my ass?
Yes.
And he's, Don said he'd probably bring a couple of guys. I don't know how many members are in 6 a.m., Nikki's new band.
There's just three.
Well, then he's bringing everybody.
That probably makes sense.
So I sent back to Don. I went, thumbs up from everybody on the show. Bring them in. Said, obviously, I'm going to have to learn at least one Motley Crue song on the guitar. What, they know any Merle?
Really?
Don sent back, any band that doesn't know Merle ain't. Don Davis done calmed his ass down.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Damn. Go, Squatch.
Band that don't know Merle ain't. All right. Are there any Crue songs that I could learn?
Yeah. What about Shout at the Devil?
I don't know how it goes. I know the song.
Right. You could learn it. It's not that tough.
Oh, well, I don't even need the guitar tabs now.
You just play Kinsey. which, by the way, to do that right now, you may have to dry her out first.
Why? I'm about to explode. Like, I'm about to burst just into a million pieces.
Why? Because you...
Nikki Six and 6 a.m. are coming in the studio.
Are we going to have to hold you off at Nikki?
No. I love him, but I'll always be respectful and proper no matter how much I love the person. I would never really, like, rape Rob Zombie. That would never really happen.
Okay. It's Nikki Six and 6 a.m.
That's right. It was great. Good job.
But I am going to get me a new pair of heels and a new dress, and I'm going to be coming up in here, like, completely done up. I'll say that.
For Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
But never for us.
No.
The people that... I'm not going to finish.
No. How can you?
In Kinsey's defense, the first time she did wear heels, we did kind of, you know, make fun of her for it.
Thank you, Alfie. Y'all did. I wore them a couple of times and y'all made fun of me.
Well, that's just the way that you walk in general.
What?
And then the heels doesn't really add to it.
Excuse me?
Okay. Anybody tell me that I'm wrong?
Don't do this. Russ, please sit down.
Kinsey walked like this?
Oh, no. Her steps are a little bit longer.
What?
You walk like a 16-year-old goth boy. Isn't that close?
Yeah.
How tall are the heels you've got?
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Okay, thank you.
3-inch. What's a normal?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Ask Alfie. He's
three.
Dead.
Three, Alfie?
Three's a good size. Three's, I guess, a little higher than a kitten, but not quite a stiletto.
What's not a stiletto.
I was
going to
ask what is it? Stiletto, is that the dancer ones?
Yeah, exactly. The at least
like 6+.
Well,
that's stiletto.
That's pushing it, but anything more than 4.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And then,
three.
And what's a kitten?
Kitten is the real short one. The real like
this
2-inch.
Like probably the kind your mama would have worn or back in the 60s.
Gotcha.
I'm guessing.
Like, would that be like a pump?
A pump is any sort of heel.
Gotcha. Why is everyone turning to Alfie for women's shoe questions?
Alfie's a stalker.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
And we're guessing that he stalks women with varying tastes.
And studies their shoes. Right?
He studies
extensively.
Everything.
Let's see. Tonight I'm going to the pump house and then the stiletto house.
Mm-hmm.
Always finish up at the stiletto house.
I secretly think that he's one of those guys that will hire a prostitute to kick him in the balls for like an hour.
I don't like those videos.
Mm-mm.
How did I go from
hey,
stalker?
Hey, I'm in a porn and I'm about to have sex with this hot chick.
But first,
You know, I'm supposed to get an erection. You've defeated the purpose. I've seen a few videos like that. I never saw it coming. Mm. The guy standing there, the chick's wearing some type of S&M outfit, whatever.
Like a dominatrix thing.
Yeah.
Leather. Yeah.
And the guy's just standing there and she goes, hoopa. Oof. Like, damn, you saw both of those swing in two different directions. And she starts throwing oranges at it. I'm not really sure why. Well, okay. Now, I like the second one you picked. I don't know if Motley Crue, well, they recorded it. Was the second one a hit?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I just put it on top. If you want to play that first.
Well, I wanted to hear Shout at the Devil first.
Dun, 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 dun.
The second one Chloe picked, I think I can learn. Eric, you can pick up the guitar if you want.
Okay.
Have you ever played this?
Nope.
It'll take you about 30 seconds. Are those weird chords at all?
Actually, no. Those are actually pretty simple. Wow. Just straightforward. All right.
Start it over, Chloe. Ready?
Come on. Really?
Dun, dun, dun. Kenzie knows it.
Got it.
Make me sick.
A-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Oh. Wow.
I have no desire to play the guitar, and that still makes me mad.
Yeah.
Kenzie, you've never seen Everett play?
No.
And he does. He can't read music. I don't know how he writes songs with his band. What's the name of your band now?
Pie Hole.
You're just born with an ear for it. He's just one of those lucky ones that can pick up a guitar and hear something once and know exactly what chords it is.
He's like an X-Men from music.
That's unbelievable.
He won't wear underwear from Kmart. And he's got to be home by 4.
Yep. Definitely. Definitely by 4.
10 minutes to Wattner.
If you just Shout the Devil, you can do your cool pick scrapes.
Yeah, but Everett's doing that. Oh, I know you can't tell me what chord you played. Can you guess?
One of them was kind of up there.
I saw that. Looked like it might have been a B.
Sure. Give it a whirl.
I'm not doing it.
That really does make me sick.
It's only a couple of chords. I mean, it's not anything that fantastic. Boom,
boom. All right.
To you.
Do you like this one at all?
Woo! Yeah. Yeah.
Learn that one.
Pick up the guitar, restart it, Chloe.
Oh boy.
You could just put the headphones on and play over there.
Okay. This might sound crazy, but if Nikki's gonna come in with,
I know he's gonna want to do something from, if they want to do something from 6 a.m., but people are going to see 6 a.m. at, where are they playing?
Bomb Factory, I believe.
Okay. They're going because it's Nikki Six from Motley Crue. They may do a couple of songs.
I guess that's possible.
Legally, they can. Ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Reload it?
Yep.
Okay. Now it sounds like me.
Now it doesn't.
Jacking around.
Wow.
Well, it looks like it starts in D. And then an A flat.
Absolutely.
And you've been playing guitar for how long?
Oh, 30 years.
30.
Oh. See, the problem is...
Can you even read guitar tabs?
I probably could.
He could learn to read music if he wanted to, but the problem is he doesn't need to.
Yeah.
But that's not really a problem. It's just pick up guitar, play guitar. It's really one of the, seemingly, and this is no offense, Everett, this is one of the things that Everett does that seems mindless. He just does it. Everything else is full of brain power.
Mm. Yes, Aaron?
Yeah, the band Motley Crue does not like the song Smoking in the Boys' Room, which was the second one Clove picked, so they never play it live. You may not want to use that one.
Why do they not like it?
They're just sick of the song. They're tired of all the airplay it got, and they got tired of dealing with it and tired of requests for it, so they don't play it.
We're sick of hits.
I bet they're not sick of the money it made them.
Yeah. Actually, that was it. All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Yep.
Seriously. Save me time on that one. That one was a remake. I think the band was Brownsville Station.
That's right.
See if that's in the library. Brownsville Station. How many... Do you know how many chords you played?
I didn't count them.
I know there's that slide to D. I watched you do
right.
That. Dun, dun.
Yep.
Dun.
So that's a couple.
And then it looked like you went to A flat.
Okay.
And then I don't know where else you went.
Kind of down a little bit and over to the side.
Okay. Well, either I know how to play the song or cut hair.
Either way, it'd be beneficial when Nikki comes in.
We can figure it out during the break if you want.
Okay. Not in the library?
Nope.
Okay. Not a big deal. Sounds almost like the original anyway. So that one's out. Girls, 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 too hard?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just go shout at the devil. Everyone likes that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Great song.
Teach me that one.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, what if they don't want to do that one in the studio? Hey, it's my show. If I want to play Smoking in the Boys' Room, they play Smoking in the Boys' Room. We go well into Nikki's show every night, and Alfie pulled up, and it's helping the ratings.
It is, and he may not know that. And
I'm sure it'll be printed out and handed to him as he walks into the studio, because you know how Alfie is.
That is true, and he'll probably make some sort of poster and...
graphs and charts and
yeah
such.
it'll be a whole
presentation.
Yeah,
hey bitch. Point at it.
He's gonna hand him a flash drive and say, watch this.
Okay, you got
yep.
Well, where do you want to start?
Let's start with cut 11.
Okay,
our buddy Emery King has a new video. This is advice for women on a specific thing.
You know, he sent me a link to this.
Oh yeah.
First of all, a couple of listeners did.
Yeah.
And then Emery did.
Yeah, it was
and
one of those
I sent
things.
I sent back to Emery and went, You know, we were working on a dando with that name in it. Now, if we go ahead and finish writing it, people are going to think we stole it from you. Went, thanks a lot, you ass.
We're going to need you to stop being so prolific.
Ladies, are you tired of the same old results, boyfriend after boyfriend?
This one, he just shied on a set, white background, wearing a suit. I don't know why he can't get a better mic.
I'm with you. I think it'd be fine if we sent him one. Here.
Get a lavalier, wireless, costs about $100 for the low-end ones.
And not only will it help him out, it'll help us.
As far as what?
Just getting better sound quality out of him.
Oh.
Ladies, are you tired of the same old results, boyfriend after boyfriend? Are you sick of men just up and leaving you mid-relationship? Are you ashamed that you never get called back for a second date? Well, worry no more, because we have just the solution for you. Shut the f*** up. Statistics show that if you have time to bitch or nag, you have time to cook. Plus, shutting the f*** up decreases your chances of getting your ass whooped by a whopping 0.7%. That's amazing results! A recent study at Harvard shows shutting the f*** up can increase happiness and silence when it's most needed. For example, when deer hunting, fishing, car rides, breathing, the list goes on and on.
Breathing.
Yeah.
Car rides, breathing. The list goes on and on.
And silence when it's most needed. For example, when deer hunting, fishing, car rides, breathing, the list goes on and on. Shut the f*** up. The other day, I bought my wife some very expensive mascara so she can look her best when she shuts the f*** up. I also ordered a brand new Call of Duty so we can spend time as a family and she can practice shutting the f*** up. Why does my wife wear only the nicest makeup and the finest perfumes? Because she's ugly as f*** and smells like a terrorist nutsack.
Because what?
Because she's ugly as yeah. and she smells like a terrorist nutsack.
I also ordered a brand new Call of Duty so we can spend time as a family and she can practice shutting the f*** up. Why does my wife wear only the nicest makeup and the finest perfumes? Because she's ugly as f*** and smells like a terrorist nutsack. But that's okay because she's skillfully trained at shut the f*** up. To order your personal shut the f*** up, dial 1-800-2-BLACK-EYES. And in all seriousness, domestic violence is no laughing matter. If you or someone you know is a victim to domestic violence, please turn off your computer and order you some shut the f*** up.
Just when you thought.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I'll have to end it like this because nobody thinks domestic abuse is funny. Obviously, he does.
He certainly does. But that's his. Yes. That's what he does. That's what he does. That's just what he does. He makes a living in the offensive.
You got another clip of anything?
Yeah. Actually, this is good and current. Cut number 10. Tiger Woods, he's at the Masters. He had to take a couple months off from playing golf, so he's not back at full form just yet. This is him on a tee shot yesterday at the Masters.
Oh, Tiger.
Left it to the right again.
Dumbass.
Who called him a dumbass?
He called himself a dumbass.
Oh.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Oh, Tiger.
Left it to the right again.
Dumbass.
Boy, and Nick, his long game and his short game appear not to want to be on the same golf course together.
Absolutely.
It's just nice when you get to not only watch, but hear the pros be just as frustrated with that stupid little ball as everybody else is.
Do they mic them up or are they using a parabolic?
It's parabolic, I believe. And obviously they use it to get the sound of the club hitting the ball and the swing and everything, and then sometimes you get some other classic bits.
I still think using the parabolic mics on pro athletes is a bad idea.
For almost every other sport, yes. However, with golf, it's extremely common, and this type of thing is more uncommon. But, you know, because the idea of golf is that everything's supposed to be, you know, high decorum and buttoned up, but...
Do you like golf, Everett?
Not at all.
But you like the subtleties of baseball.
Oh, God, yes. Completely different.
And there's a reason why baseball does not have parabolics in certain places.
Oh, no.
How do you know?
It's a foul-mouthed game. Because there's a lot of downtime, which means lots of time to talk. They will occasionally have a mic'd-up player, but everyone usually knows about it. As I tell you right now, unless...
Hey, go over there to... who's a pitcher for the Rangers?
Derek Holland.
Let's say he's Mike. Go over to Daryl and talk about his wife's clam.
All right, he's single. Go with...
his girlfriend's clam.
Okay.
Or about him butt-f***ing his dog.
He does have a dog.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, man. We got enough to do right now. How's that dog of yours? Still giving it to her nice?
That would actually explain how it is his dog messed up his knee last year.
The mystery injury.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sometimes, you know, dogs don't like it in the no-go hole.
Fight back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because what was the official story? Everett, he tripped over his dog, or his dog kind of crashed into him, and he fell over the dog down
fell
the stairs?
Fell down some stairs, yeah. It was very...
Suspect.
Suspect. That's a good word for it.
Is he in the middle of negotiations?
No.
Why was it... I've fallen over dogs, fallen in piss. I go through that every day.
He did it, and I forgot what the exact injury was, but it was an actually severe knee injury.
Well, you fall downstairs, bad things happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's another example for stairs that I could use. I choose not to right now.
Probably wise.
But most people know bad things happen when you fall downstairs.
Alone. Or in pairs.
What?
That's perfect.
Look, honey, the test came back positive. Let's go upstairs and play Slinky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
But anytime with dogs, you get hurt. I almost busted my ass today. I was leaving. I hadn't put my boots on yet. And Gina had mopped the floor in the hallway. And I walked out having no clue. I didn't even hear her come in. I hit the floor. I went, okay. This is going to be the one. And luckily, it was in the hall.
Right.
And I was able to stick both arms out as far as I could and catch wall. That's the only upside about being tall. Because I went, boom. It looked like the scene out of Batman when he's trying to hold those spear walls coming in at him.
Very smooth.
That's awesome.
Except Batman had not slipped in mop water.
So my arch villain is a mop woman. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
437, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Only a couple incidents going on right now. We're getting started off in Bedford, eastbound 183 between Bedford Road and Central. That part of the highway is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from 820. This is also causing a backup on North Loop 820 back from Highway 26, and on the East Loop back from Glenview Pipeline. If you want, try taking Highway 10, though it's probably going to be jacked up as well. If you're dumb enough to sit through it, it's a 45-minute delay. And in Plano, southbound on the Tolley, right at Parker Road, got an accident there in the clearing stages. That one has you backed up back from 121. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by H&R Block. Clear and 55 tonight, tomorrow cloudy and 77. Right now, 69. And 97.1 to Eagle.
Hi, this is Russ Martin. And you know, in all my years of radio, I found that some of the most generous people in the world are the listeners of our show. And now, after years of giving laughter from my heart to you, I'm asking for your help. It's not easy owning an absurdly large supermansion with four amazing dream cars. Even though it seems like it might be fun, it does take a toll on a person. Imagine the struggle you might feel waking up every morning and not knowing whether to go cruising for bitches in the General Lee or your Batmobile. It's a struggle I face every day. That's why I'm asking you to find it in your heart to donate to the Habitat for Russ Foundation. Your donation to HFR will help a DJ in need to find a new home. In return for a donation of $1,000 or more, you'll receive a genuine heartfelt thank you as a thank you gift. And I'll tell you, me saying thank you to a listener is a pretty big damn deal. For only $375 a month, you can help me maintain my meager 10,000 square foot domicile. That's right. For the mere price of a car payment, you too can help ease my plight. And you might be asking yourself, but Russ, why do you need money? Well, let's face it, I might be well off, but I'm not Dago rich. Do you have any idea how much it costs to replace a light bulb on a personal tennis court? That's outrageous. Ever had to replace a loose knob on a $6,000 Viking range? Do you know the turmoil, the insecurity, and the shame that I feel every night knowing that my wine cellar doesn't have a single bottle of wine in it? Imagine the strife of having to go to sleep every night not knowing if there's a lost Aztec civilization living in your fourth or fifth guest bedroom. I have to live this nightmare every day of my life. That's why I need your help. Please support me and the Habitat for Russ Foundation. Please donate today. Won't you care for a millionaire?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Hawkeye from New Country 96.3 KSCS. You know, my friend Russ Martin and the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. And right now, they could use your help. To donate, go to RussMartin.com.
Felt like I needed to follow that with a real plea.
The scary thing is, after the first time you ran the Habitat for Russ,
mm-hmm.
people actually said, that was so funny, I'll give him money. I responded, like, he's fine.
Is that why there's a bottle of wine in here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who dropped this off?
Cindy.
Cindy House?
Yes.
She's a regular donator. Donor?
Donor.
To the Russ, the RMS Foundation.
As well as our own personal whiskey fairy.
Fairy, bring us any whiskey?
Yes, brought us vodka.
Okay. Donation from a listener for your wine cellar. You poor man.
See?
Napa Valley.
I've heard of that.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Did they bother to put a year on it?
2011.
Ooh.
Well, that's 4 years.
That doesn't mean it's good. The year just means you can track it.
Well, you
it's not like
it. Find out if it was a good year. If 2011 yeah, was yeah. a good year for Cabernet.
That's right.
I will take this home. I will put it dead center of the wall that holds all the bottles and take a picture
and tweet
post
it.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm. My first bottle of wine.
Hashtag the struggle is real.
Well, only another 299 to go.
God.
Okay. I think we've got time to do this. Find a music bed. Alfie, how many of these pictures did you print out?
28.
Okay. We're going to show Kenzie pictures of police, fire, military.
Okay.
And she will have to tell us, is it real or is it fake?
Sounds fun.
Okay. You ready, Kenzie?
I'm ready.
I bet you're not.
All right.
I'm ready.
Leave the camera on Dan, because it'll be easier for me to hold the pictures up. So if I go like that, can you see it?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll begin. President of the United States, real or fake?
Fake.
That is correct.
Hang on. Why do you say fake?
Because I've never seen him before.
Okay.
I didn't recognize him.
That's Bill Pullman from Independence Day.
All right. Well, there we go.
As cheesy as it was, still a good speech.
Not really.
That's why I said it's cheesy. It still gives me chills.
Okay. This would be Air Force? Navy?
Navy. Navy. He's a naval aviator.
Real or not?
Fake. That's from Top Gun.
Okay. But he's on a roll.
Who is it?
Can I see one more time?
It's Goose.
That was Goose?
Yes.
I didn't know Goose had a mustache.
Well, he did in that. You got it right. Does this say real naval officer or fake?
Fake. That's the Gilligan's Island guy.
That's the skipper. Real president or fake?
Real. Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
This is fun.
Marine. Real or fake?
Fake.
That's right. Don Rickles. I'm going to guess that's from, where'd you pull this from? Alfie.
Klo pulled that one.
Is that from Gomer Pyle?
Yes.
Okay. Leave a general.
Mm-hmm.
And also president.
Yes.
Real or fake?
Fake.
Oh. That is President Dwight D. Eisenhower.
It is?
Yup.
Oh. Whoops.
Born not too far from here.
He's on the dime.
He is?
Yes.
That almost sounds like he's on dope.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Dime is a unit of currency representing 10 cents.
That I know.
Ben, is this Navy?
That is Navy, yes.
All right.
And just, yeah, Navy.
Navy. Real or fake? I'll even give you a clue. Also played or was the President of the United States.
Real?
That is correct. Who is it?
Reagan. I don't have a clue.
It's a hard to tell with his head on. It's President John F. Kennedy.
Oh. Ah.
Back in his Navy days.
Okay, I believe this would just be Army.
Yep.
Army officer, real or fake?
Can I have a hint?
It's 50-50. It's real or fake?
Oh, thanks. Fake.
That's correct.
He looks like an actor.
That's John Wayne.
Okay, that's John Wayne.
Let me see. This guy would have been, I think a lieutenant. I think. We'll say Army. Real or fake?
Real?
Larry Linville from MASH.
Oh, I've never seen MASH.
Dude, that's a great photo for this game.
Yeah.
It looks
what was his name?
Frank Burns?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it Lieutenant?
Yes.
Okay. Because he outranked Hawkeye and everybody else. Next one? Also Navy?
Yes.
Real or fake?
Fake. It's Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
That's correct. Police officer, real or fake?
Real?
That is Officer Kent McCord from Adam 12. Two more police officers. Real or fake?
Fake. Is that Starsky and Hutch?
No.
Oh, it's real?
No.
Oh, it's fake. Okay, that is, don't tell me, do not tell me Sanford and Son.
Is either one of these guys in this picture black?
No, are they black?
Sanford and Son?
Are they black?
You big dummy.
Fish-eyed fool.
I don't...
That's Ponch and John from Chips.
Damn. Who would be the father in that?
Who would be what?
Who would be the father in that? One of them's Hispanic, the other one's white.
Hang on, she just said, who is Chips?
I've never heard of that. Never even heard of it.
Yeah, you got to play it.
Chips.
Hmm. Chips. Nothing?
Oh. Opening, two motorcycle officers.
Two sexy motor jacks.
California Highway Patrol. Close up, going down, I think it was the PC 101.
Well, it sounds like a traffic bed.
Well, you got me now.
I think she should get a point for that.
For that it's a traffic bed?
Yeah.
Okay. This one looks like Marines.
That is Marine, yes.
Okay. Music bed.
This, if she's aware, this could be tough.
Marine, real or not?
Oh my gosh, he is both. He was a real sergeant, and he was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre and The Watchmen, and he plays that. Oh, and the most famous of all, Stanley Kubrick, Full Metal Jacket. I love him.
Good job.
Thank you.
Got a girl.
I love him. He's one of my favorite actors. He's the real deal.
Fireman, real or fake? A paramedic.
I'm going to go with fake.
That's correct. I believe that is Kevin Mantooth from Emergency.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I forget his character's name. Police officer, real or not?
Fake.
That is
Steve Guttenberg from Police Academy.
Okay.
Who also is going to be in one of those new sci-fi movies.
Good for him.
His career is being resurrected.
Naval officer, real or fake?
Fake.
That's correct. That's Tom.
I haven't seen it. Oh, that's Tom Arnold from McHale's Navy?
Yeah.
That's Tom Arnold? Mm-hmm. Can I see one more time? Yes, it is.
Okay. Everett, keep your noise to a low.
Certainly.
Police officer, real or fake?
Fake. That's Mr. Farley.
Yes.
Very nice.
That is so wild. How many times in Three's Company did you see Mr. Roper wear a police outfit?
Zero.
Okay, how do you know it's Mr. Farley?
Because he was from... Wait, he's in that Mr. Farley? Because Mr. Roper was the first landlord. Mr. Farley was...
Okay.
No, wait.
Well, in this picture, he was in the Andy Griffith Show.
Andy,
No, this is why nobody would hire you. That's Don Knotts.
Who's Farley? Mr. Farley from?
He played the landlord in Three's Company.
Okay, so, okay.
So you got right there. Right, it's,
I got it.
Okay.
Air Force.
It's going to be Air Force. Real or fake?
Fake. That is what's-his-face.
Okay, good for you.
Nailed it.
What's his name?
Lieutenant Colonel Rhodes from Iron Man 2 and 3.
What's his name?
Oh, that is Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
Okay.
Lieutenant Colonel. Whatever.
Okay, this one looks like this would be Army. Real or fake?
Fake.
I have no idea who this is, but I know it's an actor.
I don't know.
Alfie, you know who that is? I'm sorry, your mic's off.
No, Chloe had me pull that.
Really?
I think he was in a sci-fi movie.
God darn it. No, he pulled up on a lot of results.
All right, but that's an actor.
Definitely fake.
Yes.
Okay. Police officer, real or fake?
Fake.
Who is it?
The beep, boop, 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 beep.
Nope, that's wrong. Dan?
And also horribly racist.
The...
That is
that is
Hightower from Police Academy.
I thought that was the guy. guy that made nothing but funny
wrong.
Noises.
You're wrong. Wrong is wrong. You got it right.
Is that not him?
But you got. What did we just tell you?
This is
why nobody would hire you.
Okay, which character makes all the noises in Police
That
Academy?
Was not him. Different black guy.
That's a different black guy?
This is the guy that had to rip out the entire rear seat of a car so he could get into it.
What did I say that was racist? I was making robot noises. How's that racist?
Hey, my pad, Albert. Okay, here's your next one.
That's not racist.
Sheriff. Real or fake?
Fake.
Who is it?
From Dukes of Hazzard.
Recently died James Best, Roscoe P. Coltrane. You Dukes. Hey. Is this Coast Guard?
No, that's Air Force.
Oh. Air Force also either was or played President of the United States. Real or fake?
Fake.
Who is it?
Whoever it hates more than anything in this world.
Old stink eye.
Sounds
like something you'd name a battleship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not in this case.
No.
This has got to be a picture out of the 60s.
Yeah, that was back in his Vietnam days.
It's George W. Bush.
Actually, she got that wrong.
What?
Because she said it was fake.
Oh, was he really in the Air Force?
Yeah. Well.
Oh, okay, she just said it was. You got it wrong.
I didn't know that.
That's okay.
He was in, but most people question it. Or some question it.
Okay.
I know I do.
Really, ever? One time. One time at a Chinese restaurant. You get the stink eye from a former commander-in-chief, and you're still going to be pissed.
I was minding my own business. It's ruined Father's Day for me forever. I can't think of it as Father's Day anymore. To me, it's Stink Eye Sunday.
Because you're at a restaurant where you admittedly stayed longer than you should have.
No.
It was a table that obviously President Bush wanted. So they're probably circling the parking lot, waiting for a call from whatever the name of the restaurant was, going.
Okay, round die, gone. Time, safe, move football.
I'm trying to enjoy Father's Day dinner with my family. And it ends up, he ruined, not only that day, but Father's Day for all time is ruined because of that guy. He gave me a stink eye for no good reason. Absolutely none. Minding my own business. It's inexcusable. Former leader of the free world, you know.
And
he's got better things to do with his time than walk around just throwing out random stink eyes to people he doesn't even know. I don't get it.
Why did you
take it? I never did. I still don't. I never will.
Why did you take
it's
it
insufferable.
Why
did you I don't think why? He should be able to get by with that kind
why,
of behavior.
He didn't say anything to you?
That's what happens with the privileged.
Show the what?
The privileged. They think they
show
can just
me the face
by.
That he made. Okay. If you stick a corn cob pipe outside of your mouth, could have been a Popeye.
Can you do that one more time for the camera, please?
It hurts.
One more?
Both physically and emotionally.
Let's do it.
There we go.
In the president,
it almost looks like a retarded Bill the Cat.
It does. And that's what I was going to say. In defense of the president, that's also his thinking face.
Oh, yeah. Defend the president, Dan.
I'm just saying.
So, stink eye sympathizer.
Damn, it's over. I've done been labeled.
Why don't you just go set with pictures with the Viet Cong?
What, Alfie?
Line one.
Line one. Yes, Chris.
Russ, can you seriously tell Everett just to drop it?
I ain't dropping it. Get off the phone. We don't like your kind around here.
Everett, grow a pair.
You're a stink eye enthusiast.
Oh, I am.
You're calling up to defend him. You weren't even there.
Well,
you don't know
I
what insufferable atrocities we
as a veteran,
we
I
owe veteran
Russ.
Has nothing to do with it. We're talking about a guy coming and giving the stink eye to somebody for absolutely no reason on Father's Day, and here you are sympathizing with him. I think you suck. Fair enough.
I'm surprised you can even see that far, Everett.
He can't hear me. Call him a commie.
You're a commie.
Stinking, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you're communist. I can tell by the way you smell.
By the way I smell?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I've got stinkophone, and it smells, man. It smells bad.
Sure
it smells bad. A commie.
That's you. Ask him if he just finished reading the latest edition of Pravda.
Did you just finish reading the latest edition of Pravda?
Damn.
Say what?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, act ignorant. Mm-hmm.
He said,
"Did I get
smell
that right?"
Is your diaper. Yeah. That's your old man diaper.
Okay, only a couple more. I need the camera back on Dan.
Sorry.
Police officer, real or not?
Fake.
That is correct. That is the, I don't know her name or her character's name.
Her name is Frances McDormand from Fargo.
She played the cop. She was also in Raising Arizona.
Yep.
You gotta get that dip that high. Naval officer, beginning and at the end of his service to our country, real or fake?
Real.
That is Captain Steubing from the Love Boat.
No, you're getting the stink eye.
She looked at me to give her a hint, so I gave her one.
All right, I'm not sure, but I think I know who this one is. This would have been the Army.
Yes.
Real? Fake.
That looks so familiar. Fake? Real?
George S. Patton.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoops. Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Patton.
It's okay.
You were
He'll
in
get you.
History book.
Is that George C. Scott? You're close.
Yeah.
We're late, aren't we, Chloe? We only got a couple more. Police officer. Real or fake?
Fake.
Who is it? Punch
yeah.
from Chips.
I don't know.
Naval officer. Real or fake?
Fake.
Who is it?
From...
McHale's Navy, right? Last one. From the United States Marine Corps. Real or fake? And don't get this one wrong. I'm not kidding on this one.
Real? Fake!
Nope, sorry. That's Sergeant Carter from Gomer Pyle.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
509. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy. And the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block. A whole lot going on, most of it's in Dallas. We'll start off westbound 30. Right at Sylvan, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is completely stopped back from I-35. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, right at the tollway, got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out. Traffic's backed up back from the High 5. Side street accident in Dallas, Syene, just east of 2nd Avenue, got an accident right at Dixon involving a dart train and a car. That'll be there for a while. Finally, in Collin County and Melissa, northbound 75, right at Melissa Road, got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. Listen to Cindy Skull all next week at 825 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see 6 a.m. with Meet and Greet at the Bomb Factory on April 17th. The full details are online right now at KEGL.com. Flying high over North Texas, I am Alfie Coy and 97.1 the Eagles. 97.1 the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Clear skies and 55 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, high of 77. Right now, 69 at 97.1 the Eagle.
Move over and let the big dogs. The Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
We'll be right back. All right, we may have to go back and do a callback
for
one of Kenzie's answers.
Did you get what I may have just received?
Wiki Frank Sutton.
Oh, okay, that's different than what I got.
You may have gotten one right that you got wrong.
Ooh.
Alfie, going to need your help. My computer is sluggish.
I'm on it.
Frank Sutton?
Yes. S-U-T-T-O-N.
Frank Spencer Sutton was an American actor best remembered for his role of Gunnery Sergeant Vince Carter on the CBS series Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Last paragraph, early life, Dan.
Yep. In 1941, Sutton graduated from East Nashville High School and returned to Clarksville to become a radio announcer. He enlisted in the United States Army during World War II and served in the South Pacific, taking part in 14 assault landings.
Okay, this would be a gray area where we would need a call from the judges because I said Marine, real or fake?
Yep.
You said he enlisted in the Army.
That is also correct. So,
Everett?
Wrong.
Yeah.
Kinsey's wrong.
Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah, because you did say Marine and he was in the Army, so.
Glow?
Yeah, I'd say wrong.
Dan?
It's still incorrect.
Alfie?
Oh, she's wrong.
Okay. I give you credit. I say you're right.
Thank you, Gus.
I'm not getting nitpicky over somebody that served our country.
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
Although the rest of you have.
Yeah.
Did we just get reverse dogpiled?
Yeah, but it happened.
Damn.
Okay. We.
Did we miss another one? Captain Steubing, did he serve?
I haven't looked him up, but there's been a discrepancy with Eric Estrada.
What did he do? Was he a cop?
As of 2009, Estrada was a full-time deputy sheriff in Bedford County, Virginia. So
it's too bad there were no prizes associated with this.
I know. And he was in two of the pictures. Man, that backfired hard.
Cool.
I never thought about when we pulled pictures of actors and real police, fire, military that you'd have to go back. Who knows? Who was it? Kevin Mantooth?
Yeah.
That played Roy something in a...
That's right.
An emergency.
Or if we were to...
He could have been... Martin, Mantooth could have been a firefighter.
Guard. Yeah.
Or a paramedic, yeah. Or just like if we showed her a photo of Marshall Dillon from Gunsmoke?
James Arness.
She would have said fake when he's a fake sheriff, but was a real... Armyman.
You know that story, Everett?
I don't know.
Whatever reason, we were talking about Gunsmoke one day, one of the longest running TV series of all time.
Oh,
I think
sure.
It ran on television from 1955 to 1975. And obviously, we're talking about old man stuff, and for whatever reason, people are getting involved. And then Dan pulls up James Arness's bio, and because he was so tall, he was 6'7"?
Yeah, 6'7".
As they would land on the shore of something, like, say, Iwo Jima.
Right.
They'd have them jump out just to see how deep the water was.
First.
Can you still see his head? Yeah. All right. Then it's probably about 6'4" depth.
That's
pretty
also
good plan.
Well, up until he got shot.
Oh.
Because he was the first one out of the boat. It was on a beach. I think it was in Italy. They're like, all right, James, you're up. Oh, fine. Splash bang.
Which explains why he looked so tall. I just thought they were short actors in Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
But you throw on the cowboy hat, which is going to add another 3-4 inches to your height.
Oh, yeah.
Another couple inches with the boots. All of a sudden, you're taller than the buildings. I ain't getting in a gunfight with him. That motherfucker's got to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be good. Look at his deputy. Both of them.
Yeah, that's not a necessity.
The beginning, it was Dennis Weaver who had a limp.
Yeah.
Matthew. Deputy be walking down the street, dragging his right leg. Look, who picks him as a deputy? And they replaced him with Ken Curtis, who played Festus.
Yes.
Who rode a mule.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't realize Gunsmoke was a comedy.
Not really supposed to be.
Had that element to it.
Gotcha.
Oh, I see your backup's coming. Your deputy on his mule.
He's very intimidating.
Matthew? Wait till my backup gets here. Festus. Who?
There he comes now, galloping in on his burro. Must have just come back from the bottom of the Grand Canyon. I never thought about that. They gave him just real. There was one, I think, named Dusty or something like that. It was a deputy that was okay.
Right.
But most of them looked like they had gone to, you know, all right, since the sheriff's so big, go to see if there are any special ed deputies. Years before Barney Fife, so we can't get him. Okay, done with Kenzie.
We didn't get this one wrong, but just factoid with Arlie Ermey.
Who?
Arlie Ermey from Full Metal Jacket.
Got it.
Okay. This is from a Marine. He was a staff sergeant in the Marines, Arlie Ermey was, and because of the movie Full Metal Jacket and the recruits that it brought in, they promoted him to gunny after he had already been discharged out of the Corps.
Could have also pulled a picture of, I can't think of his name now, but from Beverly Hills Cop that played Axel's lieutenant.
Yes, I can't think of his name either.
He was a real Detroit police officer that they saw while they were shooting. They went, we think you can act. And they had to work with him. And when he got it down,
woo!
Yeah, that got it down. Shut up, Axel. You make my itch. I'm tired of your
They really missed an opportunity to have a show of just a lieutenant.
Well, at least they had him in one and two.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. If there was an hey, the hell was his name? Not Foley.
No, I just had it on my tip of my tongue.
Alfie's looking it up.
Taggart.
Taggart was the sergeant.
You want it?
Yeah.
Inspector Todd.
Yeah. Hey, Inspector Todd, what's up? What the f*** are you doing, Foley? Oh, I'm sorry. Was that good morning? Going deep, deep undercover. Be so deep, my ass is deep, deep. See my ass, deep.
I like when we watch movies on the show.
I don't think he did anything after Beverly Hills Cop. Lou, what was his name again?
Inspector Todd.
Inspector Todd.
You're right, though. That is a damn shame. I mean, I
because he was really good. You didn't say, not today. Not today, Foley.
Mm.
Axel. Chief ain't chew all your ass off. You got some left. Not today, Axel. Not today. What's the other line I know? Oh, yeah.
I don't even need to say it. I'm just looking at you. You purse your lips.
You go ahead. You take those bananas.
Kenzie, have you seen Beverly Hills Cop?
Okay. It's on our list.
That you've done nothing about.
That's not true.
On the list,
well, whatever
what
you do, if you come across it, Beverly Hills Cop 3, there might have been a 4, I don't know. Anything after 2, let it go.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Rocky movies. There is no 5.
Okay.
You go from 4 and you jump. There is no 5. Same with Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
It's 1 and 2.
Okay.
I think out of all the Rockies, I like the last one the best.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just...
It was like Stallone had finally got to a point, because obviously I watched the making of. When you buy the Blu-ray, you get all those discs, extras. He said, you know, in the I can't do Stallone. In the 80s, you know, we used the fake sound effects of the, you know, the punch, and it just didn't sound real.
Yeah.
it sounded more like a fist to a face as opposed to a glove to a face.
Right.
So when they did the last Rocky, which I think was just called Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
They actually went for real slugs. And they had to convince the guy who was a real heavy, lightweight champion. Stallone's going, no, go ahead and hit me.
Hit me. Come on. Hit me.
Oh, I can't, man. You don't hit me, you're going to lose the part. Okay, then. I meant with your fist.
Not the chair.
And I think in the last Rocky was the trainer that he got had been in the previous Rockies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who had trained Apollo Creed.
That's right.
So he's training Rocky for this. He goes, all right, you're old. You got arthritis. You can't move around. I'm paraphrasing. You're pretty much effed. So what we got to go for is blunt force trauma. You get out there and you hit that hard.
And part of the training, you're gonna hit a lot of meat. You're just gonna punch cows.
Man, I don't mean cows hanging on a hook. I don't mean cows hanging on a hook. I want you to knock live cows the out.
See this field?
Yeah. This is your training today.
You got 2 minutes. There better not be a cow standing after 2 minutes.
Cow's like, what do we do? Hey.
I was just standing here. Hey, you want some trouble? Nope. Not me. Uh-oh.
That sounds like how a cow would talk.
It pretty much is.
Nope.
Why is he just hitting everybody?
Just chewing my cud. Minding my own business.
Hey, who's that?
Hope Pito Bill. Hi.
Okay. Damn, we ain't got time to start news now. We gotta knock it off with this random bullshit stuff.
And just in case you skip over Rambo 3 as well. There's no just do Rambo 1-2.
Okay. I didn't see Rambo. I just think there are certain movies as an adult, me,
mm-hmm.
that I should have seen. I've never seen Gone with the Wind. I've never seen Casablanca.
What do you want to know about them?
I don't really want to know anything. I've seen Citizen Kane. I mean, I've watched. I had to watch it in high school. I bought it on Blu-ray where Roger Ebert does the side audio commentary.
Right.
If you're ever going to do a book report, you listen to me, you little punks. You ever have to do a book report or review of Citizen Kane, buy it on Blu-ray and write down everything that Roger Ebert said, because he broke everything down, scene by scene, shot by shot, where the lights were hidden. Mike's, how neon lights would split in half so the camera could go through it. They even had tables. They would have a camera on a dolly that would go through a scene, and it would go through a table, even though you wouldn't see it go through the table. It just, the POV goes through the table. The table was actually cut in half, so as it got to the table could split apart and then move back together by the time the camera got to the other side, so it looked like the table was intact the entire time. I wish they did all movies like that when I was a kid. You could turn in that book report, and the teacher would just go, you win.
Yeah, I think you should be teaching the class.
A plus.
Mm-hmm. That's what they typically referred to when you heard the term movie magic.
Okay, we got about a minute. Do you at least want to do birthdays?
We certainly can.
Any breaking news?
I know there was, I forget where it was, there was a...
Everett, Kenzie already told you that George W. Bush threw out the first pitch at the Rangers game today.
Well, I don't blame him. He's doing damage control.
For what?
For all the bad PR he's gotten for the whole stink eye thing. He's scrambling. He's trying to repair his image as best he can, but it won't work. I can tell you that, not with me.
Kenzie pointed it out. I didn't see it. Did he make it to the plate?
I didn't watch it. I left the room.
He was standing on the pitcher's mound, and someone else was throwing the first pitch.
Oh, it was a veteran throughout the first pitch, but
so why was President Bush out there?
Because he used to own the team, and he's a former president.
And I'm gonna give you some tips now. I know it sounds like Ross Perot. And that's another question. How come they never let me, Ross Perot, ever throw the ball out? All right, so I ain't that tall.
Can you get the ball to the plate?
Nobody's ever asked me. I look short. I can throw. Give me a pie chart. I bet I can hit that guy. Let me sing the national anthem.
Mm. Oh, jeez.
What's wrong with that? Penis in your pants, penis in your pants, little dance. Keep your penis in your pants.
See, my hand went immediately over my heart.
That's a song I wrote for President Clinton.
Okay, let's do birthdays. 527, Dan O'Malley's here with birthdays.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, April 10th, 2015. Birthdays today. Alex Pettifer, British actor, is 25. Haley Joel Osment is awkward looking and is 27. Mandy Moore is 31. From Sons of Anarchy, Charlie Hunnam is 35. Actor and comedian Orlando Jones, 47. Brian Setzer from his orchestra is 56. Peter McNichol is 61. Best known for probably Ally McBeal in Ghostbusters 2. Also, Steven Seagal, he turned 63. John Madden.
Go back to Peter McNichol.
Mm-hmm.
Short guy?
Yep. Ghostbusters 2.
Did he play the painter?
Yeah.
I just want you to know everything you're doing is
Yes, that's him. You got it.
Got it.
Like, overall, Ghostbusters 2, not great, but had some really good moments. John Madden is 79. Omar Sharif is 83. And Max von Sydow is 86 today.
Omar Sharif played Sheik of the. Did he play Ahab the Abraham?
I know him best as the from Top Secret.
Omar Sharif. Does it say what else he starred in?
Yeah, he was also Lawrence of Arabia.
I was close. Ahab the Abraham.
Funny
Sheik of the Golden Sand.
Yeah, that's it. Funny Girl and Doctor Zhivago. But yes, I know him best from Top Secret with Val Kilmer and the guys in disguise as a cow. I love that movie.
See, most shows aren't smart enough to know to have a diversity of ages and intellectual levels.
Yeah, that is true. Most shows, it's kind of all cut from the same cloth.
Everybody's same generation, whatever. It's like one day we were talking about the Bible, and you brought up Lilith.
Yes.
And both Chloe and I said simultaneously, from Cheers.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:36, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlace.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound I-30 right at Sylvan Avenue got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Ferguson. This one involves an 18-wheeler. It's about an hour delay through all that mess. Moving to Garland, southbound 635, right at La Prada, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the High 5, about a half-hour delay through that. Let's stick around with the Side Street accident in Dallas. Syene, just east of 2nd Avenue, got an accident there right at Dixon. This one involving a DART train and a car. That's probably going to be a while to clean that up. And let's see, another Side Street accident for you in Dallas. Eastbound Northwest Highway, right at Buckner, got an accident blocking traffic there. Only the right lane getting by. Traffic's jacked up back from Abrams Road. Finally, in Fort Worth, westbound 20, right at Crowley, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 35W. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Lowe's. Clear and 55 tonight, cloudy and 77 tomorrow. Right now, 69 and 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Terry White, our new steel guitar player for the band. We should have him in here next Friday when Nikki Sixit is in. They go, all right, do you want to play something with our lead guitarist?
Oh, Jesus.
Don Davis already said it. Any band that doesn't know Merle ain't shit.
That's true. Straight from the boss's mouth.
Did you forward that email to us?
I can, yeah.
I want to keep that.
I want to see that.
Because in the beginning, you know, it was when Don took over as PD, because I think initially Vinny Bag of Dicks was supposedly programming the Eagle.
Yes.
And he left, and they gave Don Davis the extra duty of programming the Eagle.
He was already doing 92.5.
And his emails were always very businesslike and formal. As far as synchronicity with the rest of the station, we need to do blah, blah, blah. Now it's, you know, they don't know Merle, they ain't.
He's really let his hair down.
Period.
Yeah. You can't play one Merle song, then as a band, you
I think you should start telling the music reps that when they come in.
Did you bring at least one Merle?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so what? I'm Don Davis, a program director. You meet with me, you won't get new songs on the Eagle?
Well, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Some other songs on the KZPS, even though that one's kind of on auto drive. Merle has to have something new.
Well, I don't. Who's Merle?
What'd you say?
Are you talking? I don't know. Who's this Merle are you talking about? Are you talking about the guy from The Walking Dead, or?
What'd you just say to me? You better get out of my office before I kick you with one of these feet, and you know how much distance I get?
No, that's a Tesla.
I could have played professional football, and I wouldn't even have to show up to the stadium. I'm Don Davis. I'm infamous. Radio. And in shrubbery, forestation. It's a famous 8mm video shot of me walking into the woods right before I walked in there and kicked a music director's ass.
That's actually the same walk he has after a conference call.
To Don?
Yeah. It's like he's on a mission. Just arm swinging.
I don't know how you sit through those conference calls. I know Patrick Davis has to do it.
I don't know.
I'll walk by Patrick's office, and if I'm going to ask him something quickly, like, hey, is it okay if Billy cuts this? He'll just put the phone on mute, and he goes, what? And we'll talk. I'll make it quick. He goes, no, I don't care what they're saying.
No.
Because it's PDs from all over the country.
And I think they all do it. Yeah.
I don't get the purpose for that, because I don't know who holds the meeting with this massive conference call, but somebody should really tell them that nobody's listening to you.
Mm-mm.
You're on mute, and all these program directors are doing other stuff, as they should be.
Right.
You want to share ideas? Fax it to me. Well, isn't fax a little antiquated? Exactly. Means I'll never get it.
Yeah, that's the whole point. If I really wanted to see it, I'd tell you to email me.
I don't want to know if any cute morning show games that your new morning show is doing, you know, taint and a tickle on in the morning.
Hey, it's Taint Tuesday.
We're going to go through the phone book and call people named Taint and make fun of them. Ding, ding. That's why I stopped giving Don so much grief, because he has to go through enough.
Yeah, he really does. And he's got to do it for two stations.
Well, at least he's got two shows he doesn't really have to worry about.
That is true.
The one Sunday that I was up here so late, I didn't realize how late I was. I was leaving, and Bo Roberts is already in his office doing show prep. I realize it's 3. When Don give you guys any grief, he goes, "What?"
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen them, Bo and Jim, in his office. I'll see Randy, their producer, in with, you know, talking with Don about stuff, but it's never like they don't have to go through the air check sessions.
I'm sitting there and listening to snippets of the show. Well, here's what I would have done better as a program director. Yeah, I don't think they have to do that. I think they just send Randy in there as a sacrificial producer.
Pretty much.
So then when Randy comes back to relay the information, Bo goes, "Shut up."
And Jim's already gone at that point.
Yeah. Jim left a post-it note that just says, "Shut up." It's really after a certain point, if you're iconic, and Bo and Jim are iconic.
Yes.
You don't mess with them. And Don knows that.
And that's supposed to be sort of your reward for the longevity and everything. At a certain point, you don't have to sit through dumb meetings.
Unless, you know, it starts to show that you don't care and you talk about anything. Or, you know, you waste an entire segment showing some stupid chick pictures of people going, "Who is this?" That's when you're just texting it in.
And you don't even know yourself if they were in the military. You know, that's the other part.
Yeah, well, we're not really good on vetting. But that, to me, I'm sure J.R. Schumann, operations manager for KSCS and The Wolf, has the same mentality of, if you're iconic, leave them alone. Because if they go, "All right, I quit," now you're screwed.
Yeah. Plus, it'd be really weird for someone like J.R., who I think he does not have nearly the experience that, say, Terry Dorsey did or Hawkeye currently has. And it would be kind of weird for him to go to Hawkeye to give him show advice. Because Hawkeye would be basically saying, "I've been doing mornings since you were probably a child."
"Well, that doesn't mean you can't come down to my office. You realize it says operations manager, KSCS and The Wolf."
Mm-hmm.
"And I made him spell The Wolf right.
With 2 O's?"
"Uh-huh. Wolf." "You get down here for an air check session."
"I don't think I will."
"What?"
"I don't think I will."
"Well, you know I could fire you."
"Give it a shot."
"Well, there's no reason to get ugly about it."
"You know what? You're a runt."
"Well, hold on a second now. I'm operations manager. I'm a good guy."
"Yes."
"I'll leave you guys alone. Just come in down here and let's just review your show for the day."
"Don't think I will. I'm having to help Terry into his Hawaiian shirt."
"All right, understandable. I'll let you go."
But JR is one of those people, I hate the term, but gets it.
Yeah.
Patrick Davis, our ops manager and VP of whatever he is now. I am so glad we've been nice to the right people.
It's worked out in our favor. And we've been pissy towards the right ones as well.
Initially, we weren't really cordial to Don Davis. But now we are. But thank God he didn't get promoted operations manager.
Why?
Oh, sh**, really?
That whole football thing?
We're going to review you talking about my feet and why anybody might think that's funny. So I got big feet. Well, Don, sir, that's Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis, sir, you realize you do have large feet and they stick out of the commode area.
Mm-hmm.
So we know when you're copping a sass grunt, grunt squatch.
A Sasquatch.
"Well, I don't think it's funny you make fun of your superiors." "Oh, we don't. We never have."
Not. "No, that's not us."
"Well, didn't you make fun of me?" "Yeah."
"Mm-hmm, mm-hmm."
"But you said not to make fun of your superiors." "Is that a shot?" "I don't know." check your feet. See if we shot one over the bow.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me you haven't been walking around in public and somebody off in the distance.
Like from one the other end of the mall.
Mm-hmm. You hear that reverb echo from somebody on the other end of the mall.
Damn! That's a big f***ing beat! You work for the forestry service?
So, there are certain people I'd leave alone.
Yeah.
I can't think of many people left. Craddock was iconic, Bo and Jim. Mark Davis?
I don't know. I mean, he is to us because you know, we know him and we followed him for a while, but I'm not sure. Hal J?
I would say he's iconic.
What about Jody Dean?
Well, he thinks he's iconic.
Yeah, but thinking it ain't being it. I'm sure I stole that phrase from somebody, but really thinking it ain't being it. I am iconic. Yeah, but nobody else thinks so. Well, who cares what they think? Don't you see that I have a goat with no mustache?
Hitzkus.
Norm?
Yeah.
If you're big into Kermit doing sports.
But I also remember back when he did.
Dale Hansen would be iconic.
Yeah.
All the sports, the play-by-play guys.
Brad Sham.
Brad Sham.
God, we're spoiled.
Yeah, we are.
Brad Sham, Eric Nadell, Chuck Cooperstein. Even Mark Folliwell, who does the TV games for the Mavs, is phenomenal.
He might be good. I wouldn't say iconic.
You don't watch basketball.
Well, if you stood on the street corner and you just stopped people and went, you know this name? Hal J. Yeah. Or who was the guy, last guy you named?
Mark Folliwell.
Folliwell.
Mavs TV.
I still think more people would recognize Hal J's name. Or Bo and Jim.
Bo and Jim, possibly.
Possibly?
Yeah, but if you're talking to a sports fan, though.
I said if you stop people at random on a corner, do you listen to me on this show?
I do on occasion.
Okay. I am not iconic, but at least I listen to what I say.
Okay.
What'd I say?
Random people on the street. But if you pull random people on a street, you're...
Well, that's what the ratings are. Random people on the street. Am I missing anybody?
No. I mean, Tom Grieve is iconic to me, but that's because I'm a Rangers fan.
It was Tom Grieve.
Apparently not an icon. Russ never heard of him.
Yeah, well. That's why I said to me, because I
Well,
knew.
I discount anything Everett says after, in 2003, he said, Behold Frodo.
You throw out one Behold Frodo and you pay for it for decades. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I think I'm close to the year, because even Dan looked at me from the other studio and went.
Yeah.
The slap to the forehead.
2003.
Behold Frodo! I went, what the f***?
Mm-hmm.
Kinsey was like six then.
Do you know who Frodo is?
Yeah.
All right, well, you're...
It's Lord of the Rings.
All right, well, I didn't know it.
When Everett said it, though,
and
Kinsey...
And the only reason Everett knew it was because it was big in Burger King commercials at the time.
Yeah.
True.
If he were still alive, Harold Taft would be iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Joyner?
Is he still on?
I think so.
Iconic. Although if it's iffy if they're still on or not, semi-iconic.
Yeah.
Almost umlaut iconic.
Yeah. That's why I was kind of slow to give that seal of approval on Mark Davis, because since he left WBAP, like his numbers just, I feel bad for him. And it's not his fault.
No, he's on the station with a bad signal or with bad PR that's just always been perceived as a religious station, especially when you call the station The Answer.
Yeah.
That sounds egotistical in itself. Do you have a question? I know the answer. I know the answer. And it's tremendous. But as far as local radio, I would consider Mark Davis to be one of the most prolific and intelligent people on the air.
Yes.
Now, tweeting's another story.
He's a moron.
Something about when he gets on Twitter, he just turns into a great big douchebag.
Yes, he does. Let me see.
What you, oh, no.
That's the last thing he did.
For whatever reason, Dan likes to follow Mark Davis on Twitter.
Well, it sounds like it has some entertainment value.
I think it's mostly just so Dan can get pissed off. Even though, you know, Mark may have some valid points, but it's just in text, it comes off really with an air of disdain, egotistical.
Pretentious.
Pretentious is exactly the word I was looking for. How dare you?
You're welcome.
Okay, that was a good follow-up. How dare you say pretentious?
You're welcome.
Nothing but a thing.
Chicken wang.
Oh, no.
We got about a minute before we break. Wasted another segment. Talking about people who are iconic. And because the Hawkeyes worked with Dorsey for so long, I'm sticking close to the top.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Kevin McCarthy, he was on different stations in this market. I would only call him iconic. Actually, I call Jerry Reynolds more iconic because he puts up with Kevin. I don't know what Kevin Jerry Reynolds has done in his life to have Kevin as a sidekick. God bless that man's soul. God bless Jerry Reynolds' soul.
Shut up, Kevin.
Yeah, Jerry cut a bumper for us. I guess Kevin wanted in on it.
Hi, this is Jerry Reynolds, host of the Car Pro Show. Even though my show is on WBAP, we all have one thing in common. When we need help, we all dial 911. That's why I'm proud to support the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who give their lives protecting our community. So please, donate by going to RussMartin.com.
Hell.
Shut up, Kevin.
I like Jerry. I wonder what he's done to have Kevin as a sidekick. No offense to Kevin. Kevin's a good guy. He just doesn't shut up. He needs to take Emory King's new course. And because Jerry doesn't like really to tell Kevin to shut up, I sent Jerry a bunch of clips of me saying, "Hey, Kevin, look, what's that over there? Go pick it up." "Yeah, it's a handful of shut the up."
I really enjoy those. A good creative STFU.
Kevin, you know what would go good really right here? Well, yeah, shut the up. Doesn't that sound good right now?
Oh, that sounds great.
Big play to just shut the up. But you have some. Mm-hmm. So while your mouth's full, you can shut the up. Stop telling your jokes, 1952. Well, it sounds good with my deep voice. Nah, not really. I'd rather listen to you just take a greasy, nasty, after a big Mexican buffet.
He'd probably be okay with that because the sound in there will be great. The acoustics.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I'm quite proud of my bowel movements. Very dulcetonish.
Okay.
No?
I'm not sure about that one.
Dulcetone?
All right.
Ducati? No, yes. It sounds like an Italian car.
Yeah.
Damn, I just became Kevin McCarthy.
Pugatti.
I drive a Pugatti. I used to drive a Countach, but my wife thought it was a slam against her. Kenzie, just applauded.
Kenzie's proud of you.
Oh, well. then we can break.
We're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother.
We'll be back to the
Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
605, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Al Picoy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Whole lot going on. Most of it's on 30. We're starting off in Dallas, westbound 30. Right at Sylvan Avenue, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is completely stopped all the way back through the downtown canyon, back from Loop 12 Buckner Boulevard. This one involves an 18-wheeler. This one also causing a huge backup on 35, back from the 35-183 split. If you try and sit through it, it's going to be at least an hour and a half delay. Try taking I-20, though. That's going to suck as well. In Garland, eastbound 30, right at Bass Pro, got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. In Grand Prairie, westbound 30, right before Beltline, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Loop 12, Walton Walker. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound 20, right at Crowley, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 35W. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I didn't even say that. Oh, God. What the hell's wrong with me? I'm Alfie Coy. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Clear and 55 this evening. Tomorrow, cloudy and 77. Right now, 70 degrees. The 97.1, the Eagle.
Here he comes. Yeah. That is the karaoke version and not a bumper.
I was going to say. What?
Yeah. Hang on. Let's see. What is that? 6 days on the road. Bitch better have my money. I know you like that one.
Yup.
Bamba, hold the line. Don't stop. Bumper. There it is. Yeah.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Alfie, did Sawyer Brown ever call back, say they want to be on the show?
No, they have not. I talked to their PR person, and their PR person said that she had gotten in contact with their tour manager, who's the one who schedules all their appearances.
She gave you a run around?
She kind of did.
Was she cordial?
She was.
Did you just ask for the tour manager's number?
No, I did not.
Okay.
She said she would get back to me as soon as she hears back from the tour manager, though.
Well, they're not that busy. I mean, the time between gigs is like 3 weeks. So it's not like he's trying to figure out the logistics of how to get all five members of the band to the next town in time.
Well, they're going to be playing in Rockwall.
Right.
So do they have a gig before Rockwall?
Yeah, like now. They got like a month before. Like,
oh, so
between.
they got a gap between now and Rockwall.
I think so.
All right. I mean, I'm okay with rockabilly. It's that old Dave Dudley crap.
Man, Dave Dudley's cool.
Dave Dudley is a redneck hack.
He doesn't fit in with the Bob Wills and all that stuff that I know you hate.
Hey, Bob Wills is still the king.
You hate Bob Wills.
I was wrong. It's 2 weeks between gigs.
They're laughing because I'm using the puppet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're in Live Oak, Florida at the Suwanee River Jam. On May 2nd. And then...
And they're where?
In Live Oak, Florida at the Suwanee River Jam on May 2nd.
Okay, probably a big event.
And then their next date is May 16th at Rockwall, the Rockwall Founders Day.
I just thought it would be cool. I mean, it's not... It's out of our format, but it's...
So is everything else we do.
Well, I I mean, there's some things, some bumpers.
Sometimes we trip over our own format.
I just like it on the wiki page where it lists everybody on the show. Kenzie, are you going to stick with Kenzie Chapman or not?
Yeah, if you want me to.
It's up to you. You brought it up. I thought it was very generous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that, Everett?
No.
She was trying to pick a last name for her on-air name.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Because her real last name is...
And obviously we're trying to protect her.
Yeah, because that sounds a little German.
Yeah, it does. It does. And there's so many of those on the East Coast.
Sticks?
Oh, yeah, it's just lined with them.
She's of the Connecticut?
Yes.
The Connecticut sticks?
They're Blue Bloods.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a show.
Look at that, free association. What, Dan?
Our whole Wikipedia page changed, like where it had the current cast and former cast section. Right. That whole section's gone.
What's it say now?
It's just gone. There's nothing there.
How is it they? Who's allowed to change wiki pages?
Well, technically, anyone can, but
don't you have to point to a source? Or
yeah,
it's like if Everett, I'm sure Everett Newton has a wiki page. You can't just say, "Oh, he's a shyster Jew attorney," because one part of that's not right.
Yeah, for most of the stuff, it has to be sourced somewhere, yeah.
So the whole cast is gone?
Yes. But and it makes sense. I know why it is. It's because it wasn't informative, really. It was more for entertainment, as far as, you know.
Well, are there other radio shows where they list the cast?
I don't know.
So, I mean, I don't want to waste another segment about us and who's iconic and whatever.
I imagine it probably got cleaned up by a wiki editor after the last time it was changed, with the cast members being Kenzie was listed as show pet.
Well, she is. We feed her. She comes back on Tuesdays and Fridays.
she's a free-range pet.
Yeah, she eats dog food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't say anything about the fact we keep her on a runner.
No.
So let her run in the backyard barking at leaves.
Well, that's just so she didn't go in the house.
Yeah. I've almost got her from being yard broken to house broken.
It can be a huge leap.
It is, especially since she learned how to pee from watching my dogs. That looks fun, peeing on ficus trees in the house. Plus, it's a lot more comfy.
But she can count now, you know, like a horse.
I would hit the delay.
However?
I'm not, only because you guys made me sit through a really bad line earlier this week.
Well, I wasn't here. Why do I have to pay for it?
I can't remember what it was, no.
I don't either. I just know I'm hitting the delay down. You will not. You will learn. Dan rolled up his news, shook it at me when I was going to hit the delay, and said,
"No, no."
If I'm reading this right, according to the wiki page on the little subsection where all the wiki editors talk to each other, they think that we're trying to recruit editors to the article.
Why?
Because we talk about the wiki page on the show.
So?
According to them, that's some sort of recruitment to try and get people to change the wiki page.
Well, as long as you cite actual information.
Yeah, because we know that there are people that have written their own damn Wikipedia pages.
I think Bill Bragg is one of them.
Yes. There's no chance in hell anybody but Bill Bragg wrote his own wiki entry.
Alfie, how did you find the section of where the wiki editors hang out?
On any Wikipedia article, there's a little tab at the top that says talk. You click on that, and that's all the editors discussing that particular article. And I guess there's one editor that asked another saying, "Hey, what's your relationship to the show?" And editor number two said, "I just listen." And so according to them, that's recruitment.
I didn't ask anybody to change it.
I know.
The only thing I pointed out about the wiki page is, or actually Southlake's wiki page, is they still list me as one of the celebrities that came from Southlake or lived in Southlake.
Really?
Well, obviously somebody's not checking their page. All right, they want to list us. I don't care. How many people really go to wiki to find out about a show?
Actually, very little.
It's just like a sidebar biography.
Right.
And either you know everything or you don't. And if you already know the show and there's something wrong on wiki, then you already know it's wrong.
Yeah. They do actually mention, they just took the box away where it said cast members, so it does have it in there. It just says, as of April 2015, in addition to Russ Martin, cast members included Dan O'Malley, Clay Rayburn, and Alfie Coy.
Clay?
Chloe Rayburn.
No. Oh. Not Everett. Somebody that's the only person on the show now from the original cast.
That's right.
Oh, well.
They've forgotten me. They don't mention Everett. They didn't mention Dr. Thornton.
Well, but Everett at least, since he's been with me since the Sunday night talk show.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Or Kinsey.
Well, Kinsey hasn't been with me since the Sunday night talk show.
I know, but I'm just saying she's a cast member.
People recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
People want stationed, wants her to introduce Rob Zombie at BFD.
Yeah, so you just perked up.
Are you wet again?
Yes.
Sploosh.
No. No, I'm beyond excited.
Drag your cuckoo across the carpet. I want to see if it looks like a slug.
That's disgusting.
You know she's going to do it later.
If you don't do it, I'm going to tell the station you don't want to do Rob Zombie.
Fine.
You have to drop your pants and drag your ass across the carpet like a slug.
Make an infinity sign to show your undying love for him.
You know what that is? Like a figure eight?
Yes.
Yeah. Sideways.
Yeah. Do that, and then let us pour salt on you. Kenzie slug?
Ooh, that's pretty solid.
No.
With two G's.
Yeah, two G's.
Yeah.
Yeah, two G's. Classy.
No.
How about slug with an umlaut over the U?
No.
Like Motley Crue. It's all metal.
Yeah. Even though I don't like umlauts.
No. But it would look good on your name.
And why is it again you don't like umlauts?
They just seem creepy.
Yeah, it's like a couple of periods hovering over vowels. What's that about?
Yeah. It's like, you know, I got vowels just spying on me.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like umlauts are watching me.
Yeah.
I always feel like they're watching me.
See, that right there is an iconic setup.
This show is not iconic.
You are.
It's got an ick at the end of it, but it ain't. It's not from iconic. How long? Terry Dorsey, years ago, I'd have considered iconic. Ron Chapman, it's in my mind always. I'm sure there's somebody in Dallas-Fort Worth we're leaving out that truly deserves the status. We've mentioned Bo and Jim.
He's not on the air anymore, but Galloway.
It's Randy Galloway. WBAP. Come talk about sports. I am so old.
So you heard his ESPN radio show.
Is that the way he sounded?
Yeah. He really was. I think that at one point they just started referring to him as a grandpa. Grandpa Galloway.
I'm Grandpa Galloway. Going to talk about sports on WBAP ESPN. They asked me to stop saying WBAP, but sorry, years and years. Plus, I can say whatever I want. I'm Randy Galloway. Our special guest today is Pat Summerall.
Randy, got bad news.
What?
He's dead.
What?
He's dead.
Well, I still talk to him. I pull out. Let me get out the Pat Summerall Ouija board. Taking your calls now. 787-1-820. Even though I'm not on that station.
Do you think the Rangers will go all the way this year?
All right, using the Pat Summerall Ouija board. For
whatever reason, says ask me later.
Sure, you don't use the magic 8-ball?
Yeah.
I get the two confused.
Yeah, you got the Pat Summerall 8-ball?
I use anything I want. Oh. I'm Randy Galloway.
There you go.
WBAP.
Ted Mack used to do the overnight trucking show. Bill Mack. He's probably as big as Ted Mack. Bill Mack. Iconic. I don't know how much longer we'd have to be on to be considered iconic. 10 years?
When you start throwing yourself in there, it becomes weird.
I didn't throw myself in. What we have to do. I don't want to. I couldn't care less.
For the show as a whole, I have no idea. But you already have the status.
Who told you this?
It's not a kiss ass thing. I don't care what that Brian guy says. It's not a yes man kiss ass. Dan's an idiot.
That
guy. Remember Brian and
Brian,
Leron?
I called the other day. I'm the idiot in Miata that gets sucked off at red lights by my buddy Leron.
That's right.
I'm a fool.
Yeah.
I sure wish they'd stop talking about me on the radio, even though I called Dan an idiot just because he's agreeing with Russ. My name's Brian. I'm an idiot.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I called Dan a couple of weeks ago. I drive Miata. I get blowjobs at stop signs.
And what's part of the reason that you do that in those vehicles?
So the truckers can watch people in high visibility vehicles, like Suburbans or whatnot. They can look down and they know, hey, that's Brian the idiot. But he's a man's man because he's getting a blowjob from a man.
You missed a call, Everett. It was a guy that I forgot what I said. Dan agreed with me. And he goes,
Dan's just a yes man. He just agrees with Russ all the time.
And I forgot what it was. Like, I just make it something simple.
Right.
Jesus Christ is King of Kings.
Okay.
And I said,
Dan would, said something like, yeah, that's right.
You just a yes man. Always siding with the Jews.
Yep, that's me. He nailed it.
I wasn't even here that day.
No.
It'll be my big 15 minutes of fame. I'm going to straighten them out. I'm going to tell that Dan what it's like. I'm going to get some cabbage and have this cow eat it. Let Dan listen to it. Here's how it goes. Even Leron, my boyfriend, I'm not gay.
But?
Well, I sleep with gay people. Straighten them out. My big 15 minutes, and I'm going to tell all my buddies. I told that Russ Martin show, who thinks he's iconic, as is. Straighten him and all this crew out. Hang on, I'm about to shoot. Hey, Leron, I ain't really about to shoot. Papa lies.
Brian's also a scamp.
Every time.
See, he always thinks if I ain't shot by the time the light turns green, he's safe. As soon as he hears me pop the clutch, he thinks, all right, well, he ain't going to blow my mouth.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes it do. Sometimes it don't.
No, it keeps things interesting that way. Keeps him guessing.
Like playing sperm roulette.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention I'm Brian? I'm the idiot that called a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay, good. For a second there, I was starting to wonder.
I drive Miata, I'm an idiot.
Okay.
And then we got an email from a kid. I forgot what school he goes to. He goes, dude, you got to stop with the Brian thing. My name is Brian, and everybody in school, high school, junior high?
No, actually, he's a teacher.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I thought it was a student.
No, he's a teacher.
He goes, you got to stop. He goes, even the principal's asked me, he goes,
hey, are you Brian, the soothsayer? The one that tried to straighten Dan out?
That is not me. And he begged us, please stop.
Sorry, man.
I can't stop. I can differentiate.
I do not work at a school anywhere. I've never gone to any school. I even got kicked out of the Wally Ford Truckmaster School of Trucking.
Gee, I wonder why.
I had a problem with... I couldn't parallel park the big rig.
Oh.
But that's because Leron was blowing me.
I can imagine that's pretty distracting.
Kept saying, Leron, stop parallel parking. You got to stop. Leron quit. Leron.
Leron's just insatiable.
Man's got a tongue like a cat. Plenty of action, a lot of friction. I can't stand her.
Mm.
He knows once he starts, I can't stop. I start kicking my leg, and I start double clutching it. That's why I got kicked out. I even had a good rig. It 10-4 gears and a Georgia overdrive.
Ooh.
That's from a song. I'm not reading that, Chloe. Got kicked out of school fish. That's stupid. Getting a blowjob parallel in parking. That's genius.
We got a break.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:32. Another check on traffic over to myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy. This is KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Lowe's. Let's get started off in Garland eastbound. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound 30, right at Sylvan Avenue. Got an accident there in the clearing. Status traffic there is backed up back from Loop 12 Buckner Boulevard. Also in Garland, eastbound 30, right at Bass Pro. Got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Zion. Moving to Singleville, eastbound 175, right at Stark Road. Got an accident blocking the left, everything but the left shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from that 2635, 175 kind of area. Let's move into Grand Prairie, westbound 30, just before Beltline. Got an accident there. This one's in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Loop 12 Walton Walker. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before Highway 287, Decatur cutoff. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Heritage Trace. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. The skies tonight will be clear and a low around 55. Tomorrow, the skies unfortunately will be cloudy for the most part and a 77 degree high right now. 70, but 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
For a f***ing reason, the Russ Martin Show, only on the Eagle.
All right, Mark, what do you got this week?
Hello, Russ. Hello, everybody. We've got Guinness and Cora are here today, and I must say it's the highest energy combination of dogs we've probably had on the show.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hopefully we don't
knock the one that's on Dan, is it Guinness?
That is Guinness.
Okay.
Well, of course.
Right.
Well, tell us about Guinness.
So Guinness is a Border Collie, Australian Shepherd type mix. Got the Border Collie type features as far as like a light brown and white with the little brown dots all over him. He's 2 years old. And you always, we pulled him off death row from DAS, and you always ask us, how do they end up in the shelter? And we never know because we're just pulling them off death row, right, on the day of. And we know
No, I've never asked how he ended up in shelters. I just always thought it was amazing that you guys were able to, at the last minute, reprieve. What is it, when the governor...
Stay.
Yeah, you get the dogs a stay of execution, even though they never deserved it.
Yep.
Right, right.
Do they keep you guys on the list going, all right, this dog is healthy, he's adoptable, he's got no problems, and you're on some type of alert list?
Well, we're also walking the shelters. We've got relationships with the shelters. And
how many different shelters do you walk looking for dogs?
We go all the way north to Sherman, all the way to Quinlan to the east, to Weatherford to the west, and we'll say DeSoto to the south.
And you do this on a regular basis?
Mm-hmm. But we're also, we're tapped into Oklahoma and other places, too. In fact, we've got a dog we just pulled out of the Amarillo shelter today. So
you're a good man.
We try.
You're a good man.
I don't know about me, but we try.
I respect you.
Okay.
And when you respect people, Russ.
It means we need your pants.
Oh, well.
We need your iconic pants.
Mm-hmm. we're going to put them up on the Mount Rushmore of pants.
Yes.
Maybe we should get back to Guinness first, but we'll come back to the pants.
A lot of people just say, oh, thank you.
That's very,
you respect me.
I'm honored.
It's hard for one man to say another to another man. I'm going to need your pants.
I'm honored.
Anybody that goes, because it's regardless of the pay, it's like police, fire, military, whatever, regardless of the pay, there's just a certain level that, like, that nothing pays enough to walk shelters nonstop and have to decide. You have to decide, I'm sure, a lot of times, okay, we got room for this dog. We can find a foster family for this dog. This dog, we got to let go.
I couldn't do that.
It's a career. I don't know how you got into it, but it's something that I can't wrap my mind around, and I couldn't do it. That's why I had to stop walking dogs at Operation Kindness. It was hard for me to put them back in their cage and get another one without just going, you know, I got the money. I could take all of them, even the cats. And you've got to back away from it. Even though I bought Operation Cat, Kindness, a cat compactor they never used. I mean, you realize how many cats you can get in there.
Yeah, I know. It's really economical.
So
Guinness.
Yep, and I kind of chuckle when you said pay. We are all volunteer, by the way, so as you know.
What's your regular job?
I'm in the software industry.
What do you do?
Run part of a software company.
So that mean you,
this part of the country.
You can't get it up?
Yeah, that's... Well, I don't know about that. But
I sell underwear for guys that are flaccid.
Yes. we really hate the company that does it for the erect guys. That's our stiffest competition.
Yeah.
I love that. That was such an honest moment from you.
Hey, you got saved because I swore and hit the leg.
I didn't need saving. It was intentionally terrible.
Well. Just remember, hardware.
All of a sudden, you sexual chocolate.
I'm not dropping the mic and walking off stage.
That's all good. Good and terrible.
That's right. Sorry.
So, how do you find the time between your regular job and pausing the city?
Not a lot of sleep. So, it's.
That's why I always admired Terry. If she found a dog or got wind of a dog being abused or left in the yard or whatever. She didn't call anybody, even though she was hot enough. She could just call up and go,
yeah, I'm waxing my boobs right now. Could you go and pick up this dog off Forest Lane and then another one over in Sundance Square?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll send you some pictures of my oily, waxing boobs.
She could have done that. She's hot.
Oh, I know.
Like Tara hot.
I never say no to Tara.
But... But she would always just go and do it herself.
Yeah, I don't know if she ever did this, but I could see her doing it. She would basically leave the margarita ball to go rescue a dog. Like dress, heels, hair, all that.
Having no idea, and if I don't think she had a big place. I think it was a plush place that she had. But she would keep the animals there.
Armed with only her stilettos.
And duct tape to keep the dogs quiet. So it's very... noble, and I say that. Tell him why, Dan.
Because he loves dogs.
Thank you, Russ.
More than he loves people.
And he wants your pants.
We do have something in common. I love dogs more than people, too, so.
Oh, well, Russ is about to give you his pants.
I consider you a big dog. I'm going to need your pants.
I think it's getting ready to happen today.
All right, so you got the first one. I forget the name.
Guinness.
And the other one?
And the other one is Cora. And if you remember Eli from last week.
I do not.
Well, Cora is a female version of Eli. They're not related, as far as I know. Eli had guy liner. Cora has eyeliner, but she's a Rhodesian Ridgeback mix. You can see the faint Rhodesian Ridgeback on the back of her back. She's brown with...
What's her name?
Cora.
She had the head tilt as soon as you started messing with the treat bag.
Boy.
But she's 48 pounds, got some white markings on her underbelly.
That's okay. Nobody's perfect.
So she's 11 months old. She's just under a year.
And they're both full grown.
They are. Cora technically could grow a little bit more, but she looks like she's about four.
And you want to take that auxiliary camera we've got?
Yeah.
You'd have to move it too far. Just maybe tilt it down. Get a shot of the dogs.
One thing you like about Cora, Russ, she's sweet and submissive. So yeah. Those are the kind of dogs that I was sure he likes.
Good girl.
She was also rescued from DAS, from a shelter, and she was rescued on the day that she was supposed to be put down as well. So couple good dogs that we pulled at the last minute.
Okay. Kenzie's able to get them. Okay. Mark, here, Dan, take... Alfie, take the... Somebody take the treats and get the dogs in a camera shot. I got enough things I'm running.
I actually had them pretty good. Go back to where you were.
Thanks to the treats, they're not knocking anything over because they are high energy dogs, but I think you've got them mesmerized at the moment.
A little more that way.
Okay. And are they going to be out this weekend?
They are going to be out this weekend. We have an event tomorrow at Starbucks. This is Starbucks Appreciate Community Involvement Month. As goes
have
on.
These dogs been to Starbucks?
They are going to Starbucks for their first time tomorrow.
That's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, well.
Why not?
We're caffeine.
My dog did that. The rest of my coffee, and she went crazy for like 7 hours.
I came home and 7 cartons of cigarettes should have been smoked. I smoked 7 cartons of cigarettes and binge watched Arrested Development.
And all 6-7 seasons of Mad Men.
And I hate that show. They're going to be out. Where this weekend?
So it's Starbucks at Tollway in Frankfort. So 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And we will...
Tollway, Frankfort, which side of the Tollway? East or west?
It'll be the northeastern corner. Over by Mi Casino, Albertsons.
It's on the not too far from Star Power.
Correct. Yeah.
Just a little... 2 more exits.
If you ever need to do it at Star Power, David Pigeon would let you.
Mm-hmm. We'd love to do it there.
It's up to you. He's got the room. He's got the, now that they've combined with was it Kellum and Son?
Yeah,
they have ovens, ranges for the cats, spit roast.
I've been to their place many times. I've never thought of Star Power in those terms, but there, I guess there's more uses to their equipment than I thought there was.
Well, animals like to watch TV.
Definitely, especially dog TV.
Dogs will watch anything.
Oh, yeah. You have an event there. I'm sure David from Star Power put on the nice theater rooms because they got multiples. Mm-hmm. Like Homeward Bound, Benji.
Animal Planet.
Or the
Dog TV. Mm-hmm. That's, you know. That's
Paw Patrol.
The Lickin' My channel.
I think that's pay-per-view.
Is it?
Probably.
Where are dogs going to get money? Hey, can we put it on the Lick My channel? Sorry, we only got basic. Well, you got a mirror? How about some scrambled channels? I'll watch that for a while to see if I can make it out that the dog's licking his and I show lick it like licking my Hey, there's another dog licking it. You got any POV dog licking channels? Hold my waist up to the screen. Hey, that Pekingese is licking me.
Oh, God.
We might need to check out dog TV more often.
I think you can if you want, Mark. I'm not.
Man, you sit back and wait for Shih Tzu week. Were you done?
We can continue on. We can talk as long as you want.
It's up to you. You said where the dogs were going to be?
Yes, they're going to be at Starbucks, and you can find us at pawsinthecity.org and also follow us on Facebook.
Okay. And all the information for this weekend is already on pawsinthecity.org along with the 2 dogs that we're seeing right now.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, boss.
Thanks.
Sure. Dan.
Yeah.
Pants.
Welcome back to the Russ Martin Show.
/6:52. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Sylvan. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Loop 12 Buckner Boulevard. Also backed up on 35 back from 183. In Seagoville, eastbound 175, right at Stark Road. Got an accident blocking everything but the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from 635. In Grand Prairie, westbound 30 just before Beltline, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Loop 12, Walton Walker. Finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W just before 287. Stalled vehicle, left lane. Your backup there is back from Heritage Trace. I'm Alfie Coy, and 97.1 the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather from the Staples Weather Center, brought to you by Subway. Clear and 55 this evening. Tomorrow, cloudy, 77 for the high. Right now, 70 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Played on the fly.
We noticed.
Well, it changes. I cut it up so it would play it again, Chloe.
Yeah, that can't be the last. What? We can't let that be the last time he plays that.
You load it again?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah, most of that.
Yeah. Good job.
No?
No, you got it. You're good.
Oh, you got it. It's good for you.
No, I didn't say that.
Look at you. PP first time. A while since I played it. Actually, Everett taught me the solo.
Really?
Yeah. You still got it.
Great.
Note for note.
Great job. Good job.
I feel like Hancock.
Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Good job. Drunk guitar. Right. How do I get out of this?
Are you tangled?
Yeah, I got it.
It's like a puzzle. Oh, good. This goes over. This goes under.
Just for that, I'm playing Dave Dudley now.
Why?
You were ass.
I mean, yay!
Yay, Dave Dudley! Well, I got to learn it if we're going to play it at the White Trash Party.
Yeah, who is the Dave Dudley? I know I've heard the name, but I forget
Dave
what.
Dave Dudley, Sawyer Brown is the one that covered Six Days on the Road.
Gotcha.
Everett, do you know what key this is in?
Not yet.
That A?
Could be. Yep.
Is it?
Yep, is that right there? Almost there.
Yeah, We screwed this up last Friday. Let's do this again. Is that closer, though?
It's closer.
Like A. Oh, that's right. You don't know chords. How could you be a guitar
savant?
Yeah, and not know chords. I know chords. I just can't play them.
Well, unfortunately, that's the problem. Is as a savant, he doesn't need to know the chords or their names. All he simply needs to do is it's here, and then he just plays it. He plays by ear, which
but
is nice.
How do you? Okay, I get figuring out the first chord, but then how do you figure out the progression?
Well, you just listen to it and mimic. I mean, it's just a matter of mimicking what's being played.
Oh, well, somebody should have told me that years ago. just replicate what you hear. Yeah.
Secret is play the song.
Well, I mean, it's not being grabbed out of thin air. It's just,
you just kind of anticipate what the next note's going to be.
Well, how do you anticipate?
Well,
it's like what Dan said, guitar playing for dummies. You open, it's got one page. Play the song.
Well, if it sounds like it goes up a little bit, you go up a little bit. If it sounds like a lot, you go a lot.
So you think the beginning is A?
It's whatever you got going on right there.
I seriously don't get how you don't know chords. When you write songs for your band, does somebody have to interpret it?
No, because, I mean, I write them, and then people kind of go along with it.
Well, how do they figure out the chords?
They hear what I play and mimic it.
Does it make any sense?
I don't know, because I can't think on his level like that. Because I get what you're saying. Because Everett may write the song, but he's not writing it on sheet music because he doesn't know the notes. So he writes it basically in his head, plays it, and then his bandmates have to figure out what their parts basically are.
Yeah, but the bass player can tell what the progression is and what the notes are, and the singer's really, really good and been to college for all that, so she can do her thing and,
So in other words, everyone in your band doesn't need sheet music.
No, we forbid it.
Nice.
Yeah, in our band, nobody uses sheet music. The horn section does.
They do. I'm not really sure why.
I guess if you can read sheet music, you don't have to show up for practice.
Ideally. I mean, you still need to practice. You still need to rehearse to get, make sure you have chemistry with the others. And
what do you think that's A?
I think so.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, going down this greasy bed. I've got my diesel wound up, diesel running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, been alright. I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Cortez and a Georgie overdrive.
I don't think you're playing the right part of the song.
Well, dude, that comes with practice. That means put it down. I get it. I got it.
No, I wasn't saying put it down. I think your playing was too excited for the part that guy was singing.
It was going really well for a while.
The way most of our concerts go.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, going down this greasy bed.
Good?
Yeah.
I've got my diesel wound up, and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right. I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
You're all over.
I got 10 Cortez and a Georgie overdrive. Have some little white lines and my eyes are burning white. Just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days old, I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Yeah.
It really seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
me and I do my solo.
Wow.
And it picks great.
Go, man, go. Will the RCC is a ticket on the nail line? I'm a little overweight and my log is way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little low, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and smoke's rolling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Ended. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
All right. Ow!
That was some good stinky face, too.
Too drunk.
Huh?
Too drunk.
No, I'm good.
Well, let's do Morrow.
Somebody talk. I'm going to put this down.
All right. Everett, you said you did DVR the game today, Rangers.
I did.
Rangers home opener.
Looking forward to watching it.
You just stop that. I'm not telling you anything. I don't even know if they won today, but I'm telling you something else happens that you are not going to like.
Yeah, stay off Twitter too. Don't watch the news.
Yeah, no.
So this has nothing to do with whether they won or lost.
Nope.
Stay off anything for like 4 to 6 weeks or so.
Possibly as long as 2 months.
Somebody broke something.
Possibly.
Oh.
Somebody out for the season?
No.
Holland.
They out for 6 days? I get my guitar back.
Actually, Everett knows his team, our team, very, very well. Yes.
What did he do now? Did he screw up his leg again?
No, this time it's his scapula.
Oh.
Yeah, he's out for 4 to 6 out here, possibly up to 2 months with a scapula strain.
I missed it. I was putting on my get box.
I know.
Who got hurt?
One of our starting pitchers, Derek Holland. The same one we were talking about earlier that tripped over his dog because he was trying to screw it.
Is he the same one who fell down in the shower and fell down when there was an earthquake?
Yeah, I'm not pointing fingers.
I believe he did, yeah. Yeah, but we all can't really. Yeah. He might have just been having some fun with everyone by saying that. I don't know.
Maybe we should put some of them sticky feet things on the mound so you don't slip down.
Yeah, he sounds like he has trouble retaining his footing for whatever reason.
Well, for this one, I don't think it had anything to do with his footing. It had to do with just a strained shoulder blade.
Maybe one of his feet went out from under him and he threw funny.
And that is possible. I obviously did not watch the game, so yeah.
Jeez, I like the visual Russ provided. That was
yeah, because nice. If any of our pitchers threw like that, I would.
You'd go, all right, something's wrong with him.
I'd find a new team to root for.
Yes.
Like, I don't think these guys are going to be any good.
No.
We're going to trade him to San Francisco.
I think I've
or
seen.
Or Kansas City.
Yeah. I think Kansas City would be the perfect place.
All right, you think I got 6 days?
Yeah.
Am I close?
You're good, yeah.
Okay. Now, playing it, singing it are going to be two different things.
No, you'll be fine. You got plenty of time to practice, too.
Yeah, especially since we don't even have a date yet for the White Trash Party.
Ah, well, no, it'll be August sometime.
Probably. Or location.
Yeah, that one's a little iffy.
But I do like how you're actually planning ahead so far and practicing.
Well, the problem is we always wait. That's where most of my stomach acid comes from, is the band can only practice once a week because you got so many guys. We can only get together on Saturdays and not every Saturday, so you have to plan ahead. So if you've got a concert in August and you start screwing around in April, then, you know, what do you got? Maybe 10 practices?
Maybe.
The most.
Yeah.
But it always works out.
Well,
and that's where having.
That's why I like practicing on the air. So they can hear my progression. I got the last one down, didn't I?
You did.
Okay. You blowing up my ass?
No.
Yeah, I think you are.
No.
Well, I believe you.
Hey, you think they're going to let me off this domestic abuse thing? Oh, yeah. I know your tones.
No. I have no tones.
Okay. We're going to do a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I wasted time playing Sawyer Brown. Why is that funny, Chloe?
I just think that's not a waste of time. That's ridiculous.
So it's a ridiculous waste of time.
So you think we should make Nikki Six sing Sawyer Brown when he comes in?
Well, hell yeah.
Well, he's not going to expect that.
Sing Sawyer Brown.
What do you play? Bass? All right, you're going to sing this song, pussy. Bass player. Plus, Don Davis said, anybody don't know Merle ain't That's our program director. We pray to him. He's our demigod. Only because he's got feet the size of a god.
All hail Sasquatch.
The foot god.
He's foot god. Who's the guy that flew with his feet?
I don't think I know him.
Florist.
Mercury.
No.
Oh. Hermes.
Yes, Hermes.
No. You've been hanging out at Parkland. God would fly, got wings on his ankles.
Yeah.
Hermes?
Yeah, or Mercury, depending on which mythology
country
you're going with.
I think I'd go with Mercury.
All right.
Hermes. Really?
Red Bull.
Are you in remission? I mean, because Nikki's going to be used to all the questions. Well, what was it like when you started out with Motley Crue? And did you write any of the songs? I mean, you had to since you're the bass player.
To justify your existence in the band?
Yeah, because you can only move so much equipment.
Yeah. You could ask, you're good at asking other questions, though, that, celebrities aren't usually used to hearing.
I'd be curious what his father did.
I think that's a great standard question to ask. Although maybe with some, we should probably research whoever we asked that to make sure that they at least had a decent standing with their father before you bring that up.
Yeah, there's somebody asked that one time. My dad died when I was a kid. Okay, so your dad was into suicide?
Yeah. So what'd he do pre-death?
Well, I don't know. I was just a baby.
Well, that's the last time I have Freddie Prinze Jr. on. You hear to promote a movie, can't even answer a simple question.
Touchy subject.
We're going to run Kenzie through some interview questions in case she ever tried to really get a job.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I found some. There was a...
What do you have?
Oh, those are probably better. There was a new survey by Career Builder where they asked hiring managers a list of questions and decide whether or not they're legal to ask these questions in an interview. But then they also had some of the other ones that they asked them, like the weirdest questions that they'll ask in an interview as well.
My guess would be if they're unsure if the questions are legal, they're not. I'll tell you what, run through those.
Yeah.
Leave Kenzie out of this. Everett, you'll be the judge.
Number one, what's your religion?
No, you can't ask that.
And the reason is?
Because it's prohibited.
Well, what if we run a company that works on Sundays?
Well, you can tell them what the job description is, and if they choose not to take the job because that's one of the expectations, that's something else. But that presupposes that you're potentially, or at least there's the appearance that perhaps you're making your hiring decision based on their religion, which you're not allowed to do.
Okay. That one's out.
Are you pregnant?
No, you can't ask that.
What if you hire them, they're pregnant, and then 4 months later they take maternity leave?
I don't think you can ask that. Can you, Dan?
No, this is on the list of things that you cannot
ask.
Well,
you're the attorney.
Well, I know, but I don't know all the questions you can and can't ask.
Well, I would think part of that would be sort of fraudulent. If, you're 3 months pregnant, you apply for a job knowing that
few months down the road, you're going to take maternity leave.
Well, I'm just reasoning from general principles, which, again, that's a discriminatory type of question.
Okay, so we'll assume number two is out.
Right. Number three, are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I think you could probably ask that.
Based on?
It doesn't sound as though it's something that might, I don't know, maybe that's a touch. Maybe not. I'm changing my answer.
My answer is going to be no.
It is a no.
I would think anything with preferences, short of, do you like Rocky Road or do you like it in the ass?
Yeah.
See, it starts out.
Something that sounds innocuous.
Yeah, it starts out like, oh, yeah, you can totally ask me that question.
Okay, could I ask you about ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like Rocky Road or anal sex?
Oh. Is that a new Ben and Jerry's flavor?
Technically, in my mind, they're both the same flavor.
Number four, what's your ethnicity?
No, you can't ask that.
Yeah, that's why I always said you can put on a job app. I'm black. I couldn't get any blacker if I tried. And they can't look at you and go, all right, this says you're black.
Yeah?
Yeah?
But you're not.
Well, you don't look. I don't look what? Say it. Say it. You know you want to call me one. What? Say it. All right. You're a hole.
Number five, how old are you?
Everett.
I don't think you can ask that either.
No, you cannot.
Even if the company has a mandatory retirement age?
There again, I think it reeks of possible discrimination based on age.
It would be ageism because they'd be worried about, all right, he's 60. I don't want to hire him. He's going to command too much money and actually expect, you know, time off.
He might not even command too much. He or she may not command too much money, but if you're going to invest into training.
Right.
I mean, you've got a company that's taking their own money and started running this company. Seems like there are certain questions you could ask to protect yourself and your investors.
The thing is, you just don't ask that question.
Yeah, but you can tell by looking at someone. I mean, if they're wheeling in on a walker and have a Luby's napkin, you know, strapped to their chest, then...
Yeah, but I've seen you on days like that.
Well, that's true.
Could you ask
him... I love Luby's.
Could you ask him this? How much longer do you think you'll live?
Ooh.
How about that?
Yeah, that might be a better question.
Marginally.
Well, I could see as an attorney, you go, objection, speculation on, really? Something like that?
Yeah, I think that's probably one you ought to steer clear of. Again, you know, you can tell by looking at somebody if they're, you know.
Going to make it.
Yeah.
I think the other way would be like on the young side. If someone has to be of a certain age to perform the job, I think you could then say, are you at least 18?
Yeah, right, because that's not discriminatory. You're making sure they qualify to work.
Or what if you have a couple of 70-pound dumbbells in your office and go, all right, I need you to pick those up. Can you do that?
I think it would depend on if you're working for UPS or something like that and needed to lift boxes, heavy boxes, sure.
Yeah, I've seen those job descriptions before. Must be able to lift 50 pounds on a regular basis without dying.
I can do that. I can lift 70 pounds without dying.
Can you?
Yeah, as long as Leroy's blowing me. I'm Brian. I'm the idiot that called a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, hi, Brian. What kind of car do you drive?
A Miata.
Oh, okay.
I like to have it with the top down. The truckers drive by and see me getting a good thing going on. And they know what they're missing. And they ain't getting it. You know why?
Why?
They 6 days on the road.
Speaking of six, number six, are you disabled?
No.
That seems so obvious.
Yeah.
Number seven, are you married?
Are you disabled or are those crutches props?
Are you really disabled?
Are you disabled or are you just doing that for the parking spot?
No, you can't ask if somebody's married.
Number eight.
Really?
Well, because, you know, maybe they'll get pregnant and, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, if they're a female, the possibility of getting pregnant is the same regardless of married, not married.
I know, but people make value judgments based on whether or not someone's married.
All right, can you ask... Are you living in sin?
I don't think so.
I think that's even worse.
Yeah. Are you shacking up?
I don't think you can ask that.
Do you know the names of all your baby daddy?
I don't think you can ask that.
Man, I couldn't hire anybody. What?
Well, you've got your parking space question.
Which is what?
Do you back in or pull in forward to a parking space?
Well, we went through that. Well, if you drive a great big truck, you got to back in because the turning radius is a little easier.
I just don't like it because JD did it regardless. Whether he had a small two-door or a great big truck, he always backed into his parking spot coming into work.
Right.
Which in my mind means I'm more concerned about getting to the house instead of getting in and screwing up.
Dan brought this up, though. Sometimes you'll pass a parking space or almost pass one and then hey, that's a good parking spot, and it's easier just to pull up a little bit more and back in than it
well,
is.
Well, that's a happenstance as opposed to a habit.
And where Russ, especially, yeah. He'll notice a car's in a parking lot, and it'll be, you know, he'll notice habits as opposed to just like one random time.
Right.
And the day that we brought this up a couple of weeks ago, I go downstairs, get my car. I've got reserved parking. There's a truck on the other side, right in front of me.
Yeah.
That had backed in.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't blocking me, but they had just backed in.
Right in front of Russ's car.
Obviously, somebody that works here or listens to the show that works in this building is a asshole. Then we find out it's Charlie, our new GM. Well, it's a big truck. It's hard to park. All right, whatever you want.
He says the turning radius of the truck, and Alfie says the same thing because he's got a full-size pickup.
I've driven a big truck, and I've never backed in the four-door SRT10 that I had. I always pulled in forward.
I know.
Yeah, that was a pretty long truck.
But you do what you want. All I know is Charlie got me a free lawnmower.
The man's practically a saint.
They wanted us to pitch wheelbarrows.
Say it again.
We didn't tell you that?
No.
Oh, the Works Aero Cart?
Would you like to know about it?
I would.
It's an 8-in-1
did
Marvel.
Did we do a live spy for them today?
We did.
Okay, I missed it. But go ahead. Tell Everett about it. Do we have one here in the building?
I don't know.
So we can't really demonstrate it for him.
No, but it's an 8-in-1 Marvel of lawn equipment. It's not just a standard wheelbarrow. It's got two flat-resistant tires instead of one.
What if you
puncture
them really hard with a big nail?
Oh, they're much more than flat resistant. Mm-hmm. They're flat free.
Yeah, flat free. Sorry.
They're solid tires.
So it's just all rubber?
Yeah.
Wow.
Go ahead, Alfie.
Tell me more.
Well, the Works Aero Cart can actually convert into several different other machines. It's a very convenient dolly in addition to a wheelbarrow. There are attachments that it has. You can use it for a cylinder mover for barrels, for propane cylinders.
As well as for large potted plants, which I've used it for numerous times in my home.
Really?
Rock hauler as well.
So you have one.
Yeah, I got Russ's.
Oh, cool.
They wanted me to do the spot, and I told Charlie, our GM, and went, I don't do spots unless I've used a product or I've worked with a client.
Right.
And then he came down to my studio, and we got to watch him do an infomercial.
Nice.
Okay, here's how it works. And they got us one in the studio before I actually met with Charlie. He goes, hey, play with it. If you like it, sell it. If you don't, don't. But they're right. It's an 8-in-1 all-purpose yard cart. Turbo lift design makes a 200-pound load feel like 17 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Highly versatile lifting and moving work system that instantly converts from a wheelbarrow to a dolly and much more. Patented design adjusts center of gravity for a balanced and easy-to-manage load.
It's true.
Flat-free tires never need inflating. Includes flower pot strap and cylinder, bag and rock holder strap, a 3-year warranty, and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Sounds like,
what would you think that would cost? First of all, its maximum weight capacity is 300 pounds, and we tested it.
And we mean tested it.
Really?
Yep.
Pushed it past its limits.
What?
Pushed it past its limits.
Mm-hmm.
An 8-in-1 marvel of modern technology like that, I'm thinking probably $2,000-$3,000.
You would.
Guess realistically.
$350.
$159.80 at Home Depot.
You could get more than two for what I guessed.
And the sad thing is, you wouldn't even need to.
Because then you'd have like 16.
So I was looking on the website, I think it's works.com.
I think just works.com, W-O-R-X.
I went, you know, I don't need a wheelbarrow, but I need a good push mower.
Okay.
So I looked up the most expensive push mower they had, which was battery powered.
Yeah.
Like $500. An email to Charlie. I went, I need one of these. I got an email from the actual company, works.com. Your free lawnmower is on the way.
I don't see why you're so surprised.
I sent back, I was kidding.
Really?
said, I didn't want one for free. I just wanted a deal. I thought maybe it would be cheaper from the distributor as opposed to actually going to the outlet.
Yeah.
And they sent back, sorry, it's already on the way. You got to take it.
Too late now.
Well, that's pretty good.
That sounds like a setup for Plugola.
But the good thing is we know all the ways around that.
Mm-hmm. I asked for something for free from a company and I got it. And because I'm talking about it on the air, it's no longer Plugola.
That's right.
It's when you hide it.
There you go.
So do you want anything? Anything for the yard?
Need a like a trimmer, edger, need a chainsaw, need a limb killer.
Ooh, an edger would be great.
They have the Works Grass Trimmer Edger Mini Mower. Battery powered. Converts from a trimmer to an edger or a mini mower in just seconds. Provides a wide range of quick and intuitive adjustments to perfectly fit your individual height and posture. With a powerful and lightweight 2.0 amp max lithium battery delivers long-lasting performance without self-discharging or shooting in your face.
Oh, that's helpful.
A 100% automatic single-line feed. All right, first of all, I'm calling bullshit. I have never owned a grass trimmer where it was 100% automatic as far as feeding the line out.
No.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. No slam on Works. I bought every brand. I don't care how you load it. That automatic single-line feed, that's a Ponzi scheme. That's bullshit.
I think that's how Works actually built their name in the U.S. It was the Works GT was their first big edger trimmer, and that was it, the automatic feeding.
You get me one that works every time, because what you have to do is you slam the center of the weed eater down on the ground, and it shoots out a little cable.
Right.
Anything that I bought from anybody after about 2 months, you can that shit. So if Works makes one of those and it works, I'll endorse them for life. All I know is everybody else that sells them, it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
You want one of those?
I'd love one.
Seriously?
No, I really would.
I can get one.
I think at this point we can all get our yard sheds full.
Because Charlie had to sell us on promoting the Works thing because we didn't know the company.
Right.
And we really needed to know.
Right. No, I need an edger. I truly do.
Okay. Because the first day that he asked us to do it, they got a 24-minute segment.
Wow.
And now they just got another 15, 12,
yep,
something.
About another 15 minutes.
I'm pulling this.
$100.
Okay.
Want one?
Sure.
Write it down, Alfie.
Got it.
Kenzie, you need anything to trim that bush of yours?
No.
What's the, was it the?
You don't want a clitoral? I'm trying to say it without cussing. Trimmer a day.
No weed whackers.
Okay. How do you keep your shrubbery kempt?
With normal tools?
What type of tools do you use to shave around your pussy?
The normal ones. They sell for females.
Wairobi?
Yeah. Stanley?
Yeah. DeWalt?
No.
I bet you use DeWalt.
A fulcrum?
You got some really stiff hairs?
It's cobalt. That's a brand of tools, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
I think this grass trimmer would work.
Venus.
No, it's called a vagina. I have a penis.
Venus.
What is that?
That's the girl brand.
That's the female version of the Mach 5.
Of lawnmowers? The Mach 5 what?
The Mach 5.
Razors.
Yeah, razor.
Oh. They got power screwdrivers in case it's a lonely night.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really? Really?
They come with lithium batteries.
Oh, yippee.
I'll run for a long time.
Yeah.
Lithium.
You want me to die?
It's not going to kill you. It's got variable speeds. It's not like they're going to sell a yourself.
Wow. Because if they did, they'd get sued for a thing like that.
Well, that's right. And the government wouldn't let them sell unsafe products. You know, it's perfectly fine.
True.
Even though half the stuff they sell got blades.
Mm-hmm. True.
They got battery-powered nail guns if you want to start your own piercings.
Now that I'll take.
Her with anything gun just scares me.
I'll take one of those.
Which one?
The nail gun.
Okay. I noticed that both your ears are nailed to your head. Yeah, I forgot to put it on the low setting.
Did you go to the Kidsy's kiosk in the mall to get your ears pierced?
Yeah, but she promised she knew how to work it. But now my ears are nailed to my head.
Like a gothic Dumbo.
What were we talking about?
Interview questions.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. The questions that the hiring managers didn't realize they were not allowed to ask. Do you have kids or plan to? No.
I'm going to guess it's a no.
Right. No. Are you in debt? Number nine.
Ever?
No. No.
And really?
No. I mean,
but you can run a credit check on them.
You can, but you can't ask them.
But you can't ask them.
Right.
Right.
You run a credit check, and if their credit is low, you don't have to hire. Do you have to tell them?
I think it's better that you not.
All right. So you can just say you didn't get the job, and if they pursue it and ask, do you ever have to tell them?
I wouldn't. I mean, you have nothing to gain by telling them that.
Okay.
And finally, do you drink or smoke?
No.
Right.
Although if you apply for their insurance plan, they're going to ask you.
No, that's true.
The insurance.
So why is the insurance going to ask, but the company can't?
Because the insurance is giving you the money for coverage.
Right.
Well, but I'm also hiring somebody. I want to know if you're going to be able to make it. Can you carry this weight around? Well, yeah, I can. I have to drop my camel. It's just odd that different departments of the company can ask questions, but the interviewer can't.
Yeah, it's just a politically sensitive area when you start talking about what you can and can't ask for purposes of employment, because there's so many concerns about discrimination.
Oh. What do you got, Alfie?
I can't quite remember what he sounds like, but the guy on line one says he's Brian in the Miata.
Okay. Yes, Brian.
Yes, hello.
Yes?
What's up, homie?
What did you originally call about?
I called about the yes man, but you remember Gary at Box Springs that peed on your cheeks?
Yeah, Gary P. Pants.
I'm his cousin. You know he passed away?
Yeah.
Anyways.
What did you, what was the conversation we had with you the very first time you called?
Conversation about the Bible.
Is that right?
Yep. That's it.
Okay. All right. What do you want?
Oh, much nothing. As Dan's an idiot. He's an idiot. You don't know that, right?
Brian, do you have any more evidence, or is it the same as last time? Yep, same as last time.
Are you distracted right now? Let me talk to Leron.
Hang on. Hang on. Here he comes.
Hey, this is Leron.
What do you want? hang on a second.
Damn it, Brian. Told you, tap me on the cap. Release it on the bill.
Yeah. That's the noise I make after somebody shoots in my mouth. You think that was the same guy?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it was the same thing that happened the last time. I asked him a question. He didn't have an answer. He just kind of locked up. And
I think he was drunk the first time he called.
Oh, I'm sure. For his sake, I hope.
Alfie, did he ask if... did he bring up the Miata?
He did bring up. He said he doesn't drive a Miata. He didn't tell me what he drove, though.
Damn. He sounds like somebody who drives a Miata.
He does.
Yeah.
Or one of the Pontiac.
Fiero?
Yes.
Traded a Miata for a Pontiac Fiero, mid-engine car. A little bit quicker, and it gives Leron a little more headroom.
So even Alfie saying, yeah, in the other room.
So I have to look around the room and went, now, yes.
Thank you, Brian. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. To reach Everett Newton, the rock and roll attorney, his website, DallasAttorney.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next for all things talk radio 1190. Go to 1190talkradio.com where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys later.
Later. Bye.
The Metroplex.